Now, on with the show.
This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
And this live show of WDW Today is being sponsored by All Ears.net.
Celebrating
one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 111,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit allears.net today. And it's Sunday, May 31st, 2009. And this is our live show for May 2009 of WDW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudiosCentral.com. Joining me on today's show is Len Testa, co-author of The Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World. Hi, Len.
Dude, it's awesome to be here. Can't believe we're all finally together again in a live show. Where have you been?
Orlando.
Is that not the best theme song ever?
Too? Oh, it's great. It's quite good.
Anyway.
Also joining us on today's show is Mike Scopa, senior feature writer and blogger for AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
Jellymon, offspring. Offspring, Jellymon.
That would be The Living Seas with Nemo and Friends.
No.
Oh!
Okay,
gotcha.
Well.
Gotcha.
I don't know. Oh, what's it called? Thank you, Newell. At Animal Kingdom. Finding Nemo, the musical.
Nice.
There you go.
That was a trick question.
Yes, it was.
Oh, dude, and, so I wrote the... Go ahead. Sorry.
We still got the most important guy to bring on and introduce you.
That's right.
Have Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio, and Mike is broadcasting live from the Mouse World Studios basement. How are you, Mike?
Len, anytime you want to interrupt me, go right ahead.
I could never interrupt you. You're the most important person on this show, man.
But you're better looking than me.
Okay, well, I got that on your right. Okay. Dude, I've been working out. I'm just saying.
I've noticed. Don't think I haven't noticed. I've noticed.
And, of course, these live shows are here for you to enjoy. And, of course, we want this to be an interactive show. So call in with your questions at 407-278-5939. That's 407-278-5939. We have our first caller of the day. Should we bring him in, Mike? Newell?
Sure, let's go. Let's get this ball rolling here.
All right, starting us off today will be Disney Mark. How are you, Mark?
Good, how are you guys? Good to talk to you.
Outstanding. Hey. What can we do for you?
Hey, I've got a quick question for you. I got a trip in August. I'm staying at the Beach Club for 3 days. I was wondering about the International Gateway. Does that open when the park opens? Like if I was going to go there for a rope drop?
Yep. Yeah, it does.
And then if I had reservations for, I can't say it, Norway, the breakfast,
Akershus.
Do I have to go to the front of the park?
No, I think you definitely can. You can definitely go through International Gateway. In fact, there'll always be someone stationed there. You won't have any problem at all, Mark.
Do they walk you through, or is it roped off? Because I've never tried it.
It's not like it's a constant stream of cast members, but they've got one cast member every few hundred yards, you know, with a big white glove, Mickey hands pointing in the right direction. So it's not like you can climb.
Can't escape and go into World Showcase.
Dude, I totally advise it, but you're with your family, right?
Yeah.
Bring enough bail money. I think trespassing is a misdemeanor in Orlando. Have them bring $1,500, $2,000 to get you out of jail, and dude, totally go for it.
All right, cool.
Pull an OJ.
Thanks, guys.
All right, good luck.
Thanks,
appreciate
Mark.
Your podcast.
Thank you.
So, Matt, now's a good time to ask. Are we legally covered when I say stupid stuff like that? Probably totally not.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Sure, why not?
Go for it. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Brian from Beaver Creek, Ohio.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Fine, how you doing?
Good.
I have a couple questions for you. Tying into Disneyland, since Lynn was out there not too long ago, I'm going to have a chance to go out to San Diego. I'm thinking I'm going to drive up to Anaheim for 2 days to go by Disneyland. I haven't been there since 1970, so I'm sure it's changed a little bit.
A little bit.
And although I don't think I'm going to have the Sunday and the Monday, and I'm not going to have a whole lot of time to tour the parks and details I would like. So I know there are some attractions that are the same, or you're very similar between Disneyland and Disney World, either at Magic Kingdom or at Animal Kingdom or Epcot. And I was curious for things like It's Tough to Be a Bug or Toy Story Mania or Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. Are those attractions similar enough to where I really, if I don't have time, I can kind of not worry about those? Or are they different, like the Haunted Mansion is in both places, to where you would want to go to see both of those? So I'm curious, what attractions, some of the major ones that if they're already in Disney World, I'm going to be down there in August for free dining, that I could possibly skip?
That's a great question. Somebody wrote in and asked us the same thing. I think this is a great question. So are you going to go to DCA at all?
Yes, I'm going to try to do one day each. I heard the DCA is not necessarily a whole day, so if I get through that, I'll probably swing back over and pick up, Disneyland, things I may miss. And again, I'll be down on a Sunday and Monday, so if you have any thoughts what park I should see what day or the other.
Definitely do DCA on Sunday because Disneyland will be less crowded Sunday afternoon and then Monday. I don't think it's going to take you more than a few hours to get through DCA, too. So Soarin' is exactly the same in both parks. I think down to the theming of the queues. I think the area around Soarin' is maybe slightly better themed in Disneyland. Tower of Terror is better in World. But there's a Mike and Sully ride in DCA that doesn't have a counterpart in the studios or in Walt Disney World. So definitely see that. And there's a Grizzly River Rapids Run ride in DCA that is sort of like Kali River Rapids, but better. It's much more adventurous, much faster, much more turbulent ride. It's very well themed. I like that quite a bit. And I can't think of, is there anything else that's the same in DCA? Tough to Be a Bug, exactly the same. Star Tours, exactly the same.
Hello, caller. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Disney09.
Hey, Disney09, how are you?
Good, great. Well, I just got to ask you what the weather is going to be like in the middle of October. We can't decide whether we're going in October or the end of November this year.
Oh, wow. That's great.
The water?
I was going to say this is a great question for Scopa, I think. He's a Mr. October.
Yeah, as long as he's not there for the rain. As long as he doesn't bring the rain back like he did 2 weeks ago. My goodness.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, it depends upon what you feel. September. I mean, every time I've been in Walt Disney World in October, I've pretty much seen like low 80s during the day and high 60s, low 70s at night. So it's not necessarily summer weather, but it's not necessarily cool either. I think it's almost perfect for traveling through or walking through the parks. Usually in the mid 80s, especially around mid October. When you get down towards the end of October, maybe low 80s.
Oh, well, that sounds like some good weather. And my second question, if I can just ask it, is if when we're going to see some deals coming out for the fall.
Oh, great question. So if Annette was here, she would answer. You know, I have a hunch that you're going to see two things. You'll either see an extension to the booking window for free dining, or you're going to see another set of significant deals, like maybe buy four, get seven, come back for the fall again.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, thank you, guys. We'll see you at Magic Meet, and I appreciate your show.
Thank you for calling in.
Cool. Thanks.
Bye.
407-278-5939 is our number. We're getting a lot of calls, so patience is a virtue, is what I'm going to tell you. But don't worry, there's lots of times we have these calls for we have these live shows for, 2 hours for a reason. And we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello, is this Matt?
Yes.
Hi, Matt, this is Ken from Richlands, North Carolina.
Ken.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
Go Tar Heels.
Good. I know I've written in several times. I've turned down the volume completely on the radio, so I hope you can hear. I have a question for you regarding Fantasmic.
Sure, go ahead.
Now that we've had a couple of months to look at it here, we're headed down in just over a week. And about how early do we need to actually queue up? And I know it's going to vary based on how many days between performances, but is there a general rule now for how early to line up?
I would say in the ballpark of 45 to 60 minutes is probably a safe bet. It depends on what time of the year you're looking at. Do you know, or are you just trying to get an idea?
I'm sorry, what was that question? What kind of view am I looking at?
No. What time of the year are you going?
Oh, well, we're going here in just a week. We're leaving June 8th to drive on down, and we'll be at the World from the 10th through the 19th. And I've got the days on when we're going to visit. One of them has that large gap in between for Fantasmic. Then it's a couple days where they're one right after the other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, generally speaking, I would say about 45 to 60 minutes just to be safe. I mean, you know, some people might be able to cut it close and get really bad seating. You know, bad seating being like, you know, off the side or up high. But 45 to 60 right. is probably what I would definitely recommend doing. And obviously, if there's more than one showing in night, like tonight, for instance, at the studios, they're showing Fantasmic twice. Obviously, go to the second show. That'll always be less crowded.
All right. Well, for that, that'll definitely help us out in planning here and planning our days on down there. And thanks to I'm not sure who all you have on with you tonight, but I want to say thank you to everyone there, to Len and you, Mike, and Annette. Thanks for all the information you provide us.
Oh, cool. Thanks,
Ken. Thanks.
All right.
Take care.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Lots of calls here, and we have our next one. Hi, who are we speaking with?
George.
Hey, George, where are you calling from?
George, what's up?
Oh, lovely Fort Myers, Florida.
Ah, very cool. Nice. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I got a question for you. I received one of the 10% off coupons from a friend of mine for the annual passes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And I plan on going there on my birthday. Now, is it possible to apply my birthday ticket to the price of the annual pass and also the 10% off coupon?
No, the birthday pass, I believe, has no value, per se. I mean, mm-hmm. It has no, like, you can't use it towards tickets. I think it's just a free ticket. So I don't think you're going to be able to do that.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't think it's a free ticket. I mean, you didn't pay anything for it. They're going to look it up and see it's a free ticket. They're not going to, you know, I can't.
But one of our researchers actually tried this, and what he was told was you have to specify it right then when you pick up the ticket. Like you can't grab the ticket, walk away from the window, and then decide later on to do it. You actually have to make that that determination right then and there. But I thought he said it was possible.
Okay, well, I could be wrong, and I stand by Len's statement over there.
Thank you, guys. You're awesome.
All right. Thank you, George. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, let me know how it works, though.
Oh, thank you. I will.
Cool. Thanks, George. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, and the reason why I say that, Matt, is when our guy tried it, he did exactly what George was thinking of, wanted to do it, forgot about it, literally walked away, got back in line, and the guest services guy said you had to do it when you specified the ticket, otherwise you couldn't do it. So you have to literally do it at that time. He was pretty upset.
No, I can imagine. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Kelly Jackson in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
Hey, Kelly.
I wasn't listening earlier. I just got in and turned it on, and so hopefully you haven't already done this question this afternoon. But we have a question about free dining. Do you ever get those?
Once or twice.
Once, yeah.
All right, I guess we're trying to beat the system, but I think you guys might know this. So we're going in September. We're taking a 6-year-old and a 1-year-old. Mm-hmm. And our question is, like, if we go to Crystal Palace in Norway, for example, the other, whatever the name of that place is in Norway, and we buy, instead of using his free dining ticket, we purchase off the kids' menu and pay cash for that. Could we then go to, like, Boma or some other restaurant and use two of his credits toward two adult meals and then buy his off the kid menu again? I mean, we're talking about somebody who eats very little at all. I mean, it's a hard job just eat a hot dog every once in a while.
Yeah, so you can't use kid credits for adult meals. The reservation system or the restaurant system prevents that from happening now.
Okay, so it has to be kid. So if we wanted to do that, we'd want to eat off the kids' menu at Boma then.
So he'd have to eat off the kids' menu, or you'd have to eat off the kids' menu. And although I wonder what the kids' menu is like. It's just probably just beige food.
Yeah, it's pretty standardized, that kids' menu. Yeah, yeah. It's always, you know, hot dog and burger or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're just looking for a different angle. You know, you never know. It might be a
here's the interesting angle that I heard about over the weekend. So somebody was posting wait times to us on Twitter and happened to mention that he walked into the Main Street Bakery, was able to get 3 bakery items and a drink and have it count as a counter service meal.
What?
I know. That's what I said. I mean, what kind of nerve do you have to try that? And then B, it's like Columbus discovering America. That's the best thing ever.
I gotta think it's some sort of a mistake over there on Disney's part. I can't imagine that they'd be able to get all that for, unless they got like, you know, fudge samples. Like, here's one,
dude,
here's one sample.
You could probably get like 4 pounds of fudge. Anyway, so I'm thinking it's worth a shot. Something to try next time we're there.
Okay, no problem. 407-278-5939 is our phone number to be part of the show, and already off to a great start here. And we thank all of you for tuning in today. Don't forget, you can be part of this live show, not just calling in, but also being an interactive part of this. We have our chat room open at wdwtoday.com. You can join lots of other folks in there that are chatting about all sorts of things that we're talking about, and really all things Disney. So stop it in there. You can see our webcams. It's a lot of fun. Got our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Brian Hillings from Columbia, South Carolina.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, Matt, doing good. Quick question. We're going to be doing a rather large event coming up next year. We're doing a vow renewal down at Walt Disney World, and we're looking at doing a grand gathering, and I was just wondering if those grand gathering events are actually worth it.
Oh, sure.
How patient are you? First of all, Brian, do you have a girl picked out yet?
We've been married for 10 years.
And that's the one you're going with, right? That's your final answer?
Yeah, that's the one I'm going with.
I love it, man. I love it. All right, cool. Have you guys ever done a grand gathering? Matt?
No.
Okay, Brian. No, I haven't done a grand gathering per se, although I'm sure there. I haven't done anything specifically for that. Too bad. And that's going to be on a little bit later. She's had a lot of experience actually dealing with that, because she deals with a lot of group things that are going on at Disney. I mean, obviously, you got all, Brian, you got to make sure that everyone in your group, you have a certain amount of people that you're all going to be staying on property. So for some people, that's an issue. Okay, that's not an issue.
We're DVC members, so that's not an issue.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great thing. It is expensive for some of the options. There's lots of different options you could do, as you may or may not know. And I would think you'd have to look into it and see what's of value to you. I mean, I can tell you that I've done for my family. Before we got married, we did a little Illuminations dessert party just for our family. And this is obviously not a grand gathering, but same vein, you know, similar idea. And it was expensive, but you know what? It was, for us, we decided it was worth it to have everyone there in a special place at a special time and, you know, kind of share that all together. So we took the hit on it. I think that there are some really good things out there. And certainly, if you remind us later, maybe we'll have Annette talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
I think if you're going to do it, though, Brian, you got to be patient. Bob tried to do a grand gathering one time for an unofficial guide research trip, and I think he gave up. And so just be patient. And whoever, I would say, have one person coordinate all the activities and just make sure that one person has access to everyone's information.
Well, we are doing a vow renewal through Disney.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, on your side. So, like, if you're going to be the person who coordinates it for everything, like all the activities, just make sure that there's one person on your side dealing with one person on their side. Otherwise, it just gets too confusing.
Right. That's what we're planning on doing.
Awesome. Eh, give it a shot. I'd love to hear back from it when you do it. And when is your vow renewal ceremony? What month?
Probably October.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Well, let me know if you need our addresses to send us the invites.
Okay.
Len, haven't you learned your lesson from the last marriage that we were supposed to go to?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Brian, you know what's funny is if you invited us, that'd actually be,
the first
one wedding invitation I got from this podcast.
I think we're bitter.
That was
not that I, you know, yeah, not that I'm bitter or anything. I'm just saying, Brian, you know, anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, gotcha, man.
All right, thanks, Brian.
Thanks. Bye.
I was going to say
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And attention, all chatters. Len has just joined the chat room. I just saw him sneak in there.
There he is.
And we have our next caller. Wow, right after another.
Nice.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Melissa from Spring, Texas.
Hey, hi, Melissa.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey, I just want to call. I don't have a question. I have more of a thank you.
Okay.
We just went to Walt Disney World for the first time since my husband and I, since we were like 5 or 6, when we went there as children, Epcot wasn't even open yet.
Wow.
And I listened to your show and I read the unofficial guide and I knew so much. Our trip was so awesome because of the info you guys gave us. Just down to like details, like, hey, Sleepy Hollow, they have great ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, man. did you try them?
Of course.
Awesome, Melissa. Awesome.
But I wanted to tell you guys a couple of things in defense of Animal Kingdom, because that's where we stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge. And a couple of the things that have been said on the podcast, like it's really far out and stuff like that. Our last night, we stayed at Caribbean Beach Resort because we were originally going to stay 7 nights at Animal Kingdom and go see a shuttle launch. And the launch got canceled. So we're like, oh, we'll stay one more night. And we ended up at Caribbean Beach. And first of all, you're right about, like, don't go from a deluxe to a moderate. You definitely feel like you've been demoted.
Mm-hmm.
But Caribbean Beach is closer to a lot of things. But when you're in the kind of village model, it definitely seems like you get picked up by the shuttle, and then there's 10 more stops at your resort.
I know, it's like,
really far.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things, Melissa, is that the resorts can be judged on so many merits. And if you look at the Caribbean Beach and you're taking Disney transportation, then you might say all bets are off, because we can say that one of the villages there, I forget which one I used to stay at, it was the second one in. It's a very nice village, but what happens is that it's like the first stop in the morning, so you have to wait till the bus goes through the entire resort before it takes off one of the parks. So that's one of the considerations that you have to think about when choosing a resort.
Yeah, and the other thing that I thought is, you know, when we get back to Animal Kingdom every day, having to go through the lobby, it's like this kind of decompression. And we made friends with some of the Bell Services guys, and they'd be like, mm-hmm. How was your day? And we'd say it was great. And when you're at one of the resorts where it's very spread out, it seems like you go from the bus stop straight back to your room, and you kind of miss out on interacting with all those other people that you're going to see. So that was another thing that we thought was really cool about our experience. But you guys made our trip so awesome, and we just really wanted to say thanks.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you listening and checking us out on these live shows and, of course, the regular podcasts. It's always great that we can at least help somebody out.
Well, you did.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for calling in, Melissa.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Melissa.
It.
Thanks, Melissa.
Take care.
That's awesome.
That's an interesting thing where you get to walk through the you know, like a themed lobby to go back to your room, like at the lodge.
Yeah, good point. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Tina from Texas, Short Mom 5 on the chat.
Hey, Tina. Sound.
We have this, there we go.
I was wondering, on chat they've been talking that maybe you can wake Tink up during the day as opposed to just in the morning.
Yeah, I've heard conflicting things about that. Because the traditionally, for those who aren't aware, at Tinkerbell's Treasure Store in Fantasyland, the first person in the morning can go wake up Tinkerbell, and it's this show. I don't want to give it away what happens, but it's just a neat little show for kids there.
What is she?
And typically, what's supposed to happen is that it's only just one family gets to do it in the morning, and that's it. But I've heard also other things there about, like you did as well, that they do it other times in the day, kind of like surprise guests.
They do. Sarah, check this out for us.
Okay.
Yeah, so it is multiple times during the day. All you have to do is ask.
So what, does Tink keep going back to sleep? Like, she doesn't stay up?
Yeah, she's narcoleptic. She's narcoleptic. We said it at the same time. That's awesome. Jinx, buy me a Coke. Like Laverne and Shirley.
So now, where's the shop located? Is it, what next ride is it next to?
It's between the carousel and the castle. If you walk through the castle, it's on the left.
Correct.
Okay, thanks, guys. Love the podcast.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks so much. Good luck. Mm-hmm.
That's great. I'm thinking about taking a nap.
Exposed on WWE Today. Okay.
Let's go north of the border to Canada.
Ooh,
hi, who are we speaking with?
Canada.
It's Casey.
Hey, Casey, how are you? Oh, Casey, I'm sorry.
Jeez, it hasn't been that long, my friend.
Are you wearing your... Wait, first of all, are you wearing your face paint?
I do not have on my face paint.
Oh,
I do have on my Mickey Mouse ears today.
What's that taste?
What other calls do we have?
Next.
What can we
do? How you guys doing tonight?
What's happening, Tacy?
Not much. I have a question. Imagine that. Me have a question.
When I come in the fall, I'm bringing my daughter this time, and cool. We love to go to the buffet breakfast. Now, Fred has told me I really need to do BOMA, and I'm wondering what other buffet breakfasts that you guys suggest.
Sunday gospel brunch.
Yeah, have you listened to Friday's show?
Yes, but so I want personal. Go ahead.
Well, those were our personal recommendations. We treat every one of our shows as if they were personal recommendations.
Of course you do. I have been to the gospel brunch, but I wondered what else. Like out-of-the-way ones that I may not have tried.
Out-of-the-way breakfast. I mean, BOMA, if you haven't been there, BOMA breakfast is really good.
Yeah, I haven't tried that one.
And I really like Tusker House. I'm telling you, it's definitely different. It's not the same sort of, I think I said this on the show, it's not the same sort of bacon, eggs, pancakes, waffles, you know, croissant stuff.
Yeah, I definitely wrote that down, Lynn. I mean, obviously you're quite passionate about it, so I have to try that one.
I was thinking about the Scopa, too. Scopa, is the Blues breakfast not unlike the religious ceremony there, not unlike the religion that you get in the Blues Brothers movie?
Well, all I know is that they're on a mission from God.
It's dark.
Thank you.
What does Dan Aykroyd say? We're 50 miles from Chicago. We've got
it's dark. We're wearing sunglasses.
that's how you enter the Blues. That's how you enter the Blues.
Now I see in chat
that Janine
says I should do Wolfgang Puck's Express Breakfast. Have you guys tried that?
No, but my daughter.
It depends on which Janine is
express breakfast.
Is giving you that advice? I said it depends on which Janine is giving you that advice.
Oh,
nothing.
Casey, I liked it. I think it's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's it, guys. Thank you so much, and I'll see you all in August.
Woo-hoo. Thanks, Stacey. Oh, appreciate it.
When in August, Stacey?
Oh, you won't see Len.
You won't see Len.
Yeah, you won't see
Len. Excuse.
So, yeah.
Yes, Len will be in Paris, but I'll see everybody else in August.
Well, sounds good. As they say in Paris, arrivederci.
Next time for our next caller. Hi, who's speaking with?
Arrivederci.
This is Kelly from Savannah.
Hey, Kelly. What do we do for you?
Hey, Kelly, SAV in the chat room.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
There we go. All right.
There you go.
What can we do for you tonight,
just Kelly? Calling. We're leaving for our trip in 15 days, and we are staying at Caribbean Beach, and of course I'm feeling a little down now after that last call.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
I love Caribbean Beach.
I love Caribbean
Beach. So we are staying in the pirate room.
Ooh, awesome.
And actually, this is a question for Lynn. Because we're staying in Trinidad South, we're trying to figure out which building to request when we start calling 10 days in advance. And we're thinking 35 or 36. Obviously, we don't want to have a real long walk to the parking lot and to the bus, but we also would like to try to have a quiet room.
I think that's your
best bet.
Yeah, I think it's got to be 36.
Any other preferences to give them with Caribbean Beach? I know somebody in the chat room was saying first floor. Since there's no elevators.
What's your preference? Are you looking for like something close to the main building, close to the entrance?
Are you looking for quietness?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. What's important to you?
Really, just more quiet than not a real long walk to the bus. We don't really care about the main part.
What was that, Scopa?
Scopa?
Yeah. What you want, Kelly? Maybe you could request a chalk floor corner room.
Corner room. Okay.
Yeah, top floor though, because I think the second floor, even though there are no elevators, I mean the stairways are, you know, you should be fine. I hope you'd be fine. I just feel that I would prefer a top floor rather than a first floor.
So it's Trinidad South, right?
Right, because we're in the pirate rooms.
You could do the and it's a standard view room.
Yeah.
You could do the smoking or non-smoking?
Non.
I think all ribs are non-smoking.
Yeah, they're all non-smoking.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Sorry.
You're reading these guidebooks.
Yeah. I was looking at the map, and it actually has smoking sections. So you could do, there's sort of like an east, there are east-facing rooms in, sorry, west-facing rooms in 36 or east-facing rooms in 34 that are courtyard or garden view rooms. So they sort of face into each other.
Okay.
Or 35 rooms that sort of face northwest in towards the courtyard. Those would all be okay. Good. I think you want to avoid the north-facing rooms on 36 because there's that bus stop right there, the last bus stop. You want to avoid any room. Just say, I don't want to face Cayman Way. I'd rather face interior in the garden than anything that faces Cayman Way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I think every other room in 34 and 36, any of the rooms that don't face, any of the rooms that face outside face either the road or a pool, making it a water view, or the lake.
Okay.
So cool. Interior and, facing room in 34, 35, or 36.
Perfect. Another quick question with Fantasmic, since they're having it only certain days, we're actually going to try it. We're not going to go to Hollywood Studios on all of your recommendations. And so we're going to go to Epcot and then hop over to Hollywood Studios to do Fantasmic. Cool. And we were thinking just grabbing something to eat. Can you take food in and just eat while you're waiting in line? Okay. Perfect.
Absolutely. No, you'll be able to sit down and you'll be able to eat over there. I mean, there's a concession stand over there, but what I like to do is grab food outside of Fantasmic area. Like, I like to grab desserts at Beverly Sunset and grab those and bring those into the Fantasmic area. And, you know, it helps the time pass. You know what I mean?
Right. Especially with the six-year-old, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And one other thing for Lynn, since he's an iPhone geek like me, have you downloaded any of the Disney iPhone apps yet?
I've done a couple actually, and we're actually working on something for the unofficial guide too. What do you have a favorite?
That would be very cool. The ones that I've downloaded so far aren't great, but some of them have some pretty good information.
And just to clarify, just to clarify, there's one that's out there with a similar name to ours. We have nothing to do with that. So
they're actually fixing that. I talked to the guy on.
Okay, just so you know, I don't want to confuse anybody.
There's actually an app out there on the iTunes Store called WW Today, but it's not ours. We don't have anything to do with it, and they should be changing the name shortly.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it's all right.
There's one with times, and that one's a pretty good one. But an official guide one would be great.
Oh, so speaking of times, for anyone who's going down to the parks anytime soon, we have a Twitter account. It's @touringplans. And if you guys could Twitter us your wait times from the parks, that would be super fabulous. What we'll do is retweet them out to everyone so that everyone has a comprehensive view of what the wait times look in the park. It's something we're trying for the summer. So cool. @touringplans on Twitter, if you're doing wait times, send them to us, please. That'd be fabulous.
Here we go. Here's our next caller. Hi, who we got on the line here today?
Hi, it's Brett and NH, cousin Nick and Knockbone on the board.
Oh, Brett, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. Got a gift card question for you guys. Now, I heard that you can't use the $75 gift card for dining if you choose that instead of free admission. Is that true?
That's right.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, what about the gift card you can get off, like, your Disney Visa? Can you use that one for dining? Or is that
yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And another question there. Can a travel agent apply your, accrued points, or do you have to book through the Disney travel company?
You mean the points through your Disney Visa to use towards your package at staying at Disney?
Yeah.
That's a good question for Annette. I'm not sure. That's a good question. I'm thinking you should be able to use your points. I mean, the travel agent could make the reservation for you, and then, you just apply a payment using your points. But I could be wrong about that, and that's a good question for Annette. I'm sorry we don't have her on right now.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, that's it, though. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Yep, have a good one.
407-278-5939. Ready for another call, Scopa?
Yes, sir.
All right, we got another caller here. Hi, who are we speaking with? Hello, caller.
Waiting for another call, Matt.
Hello, caller in 909 area code. You're on the air.
Waiting for another caller, Matt. Waiting for another caller.
I will try back later.
Anytime you're ready, Matt.
I was just testing you. This is only a drill. This was a real
call. I'm ready.
This is a real call.
Come on. Men, women, children, I'm ready.
All right. Let's head back north of the border again. Hello, eh?
Hello.
Oh.
This is Kevin from Orillia, Ontario.
Hey, Kevin.
Kevin.
I was listening to your show about washrooms this week.
Wait, say about again?
Washrooms?
About?
No, say it right.
He's like, about? About?
A boot. It was a boot what?
It was about bathrooms. And, it made me think about, I'm a member of RADP. We go down to all the RADP meets at Predative Mouse Fest. And we've taken to naming the bathrooms at Walt Disney World.
Nice.
Yes. So, for example, that one that you said to stay away from in Adventureland, we call that the Agra bathroom because it's right near Aladdin. And this all started when we were in the studios, and somebody said, "Well, where should we meet?" And I said, "Well, we need to meet by the Toilets of Terror." So I was wondering if you guys had any names for bathrooms.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's a great. We should have that for the show. It's too bad. I don't have any pet names for bathrooms.
Well, we have the Len bathroom that we over in the
The one by the Pirate and the Parrot.
No, the one in America the one that you were you gave up your lunch.
Oh yeah, yeah, in Liberty Inn.
Oh, we've got names for every park. Like around World Showcase, we have the Moroccans, the
Americans,
and the Norwegians.
That's brilliant.
What's the UK one?
My friend's absolute favorite is at Scopa Towers, actually, at the reception desk at Scopa Towers. She calls it Poop Century.
Wow, you guys have a lot of free time in your igloos when it's snowing.
We totally do. Well, it's not just me. It's all the Rad Pete people.
It's a group effort.
It's the thing that we've come up with, and the list gets longer every year.
That's awesome.
My favorite is just in Fantasyland, just outside Pinocchio's Village House.
Oh,
there's
no.
Ariel's Gotta Go.
I like that.
Dude, you need to post this list somewhere, man.
Oh,
just send
God.
It to us.
We'll yeah, we keep saying we need to make a list and post it somewhere, but I haven't gotten around to it. One of these days, I will.
Put in our wiki entry for the – we have a wiki entry for the show. Put it in that. That's hysterical.
Oh, that's hysterical. That.
Okay. I will do that.
Awesome.
Awesome.
So it's great to talk to you guys.
Thanks so
much. Thanks, Kevin. Enjoy your winter. Wait, you have like, don't you guys have like the end of winter coming up in a couple months here?
Oh, my God. It was so cold here today. It really was. I'm not kidding. I wanted to go outside and hang out, but it was cold. I'm going to Disney World on June 26th, though, so it'll be all good.
Oh, there you go. Fabulous.
Kevin, D. Dindy in the chat room is saying that they want a list published for RADP in December.
Okay, yes, we are. We are still having a RADP meet. It's the first weekend in December. If you go to radp.org, that's where everything will be posted.
Great. Thanks for calling, Kevin.
This will be, good to talk to you guys.
All right, bye-bye. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. Don't forget to check us out in our chat room at wdwtoday.com. It's free. It's easy. You just go there. You'll see the link for our chat room. Lots of people in there talking about all these things that we're talking about, including restrooms. Very interesting topic there. And we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Mike from the Be Our Guest podcast.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Matt?
Outstanding. What can we do for tonight?
For a couple things, I just wanted to tell you that I'm listening on my iPhone from a softball game tonight, and it sounds awesome.
Nice. Thanks, Mike.
Are you using the Live 365 app?
Yes, I am, and I signed up for the, the 5-day VIP thing, and I think I'm going to have to stick with it now.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was frustrated with my iPhone because I was trying to use another app to listen to Mouse World Radio. I'm telling you, Live 365 made me fall in love with the iPhone all over again. I'll keep the phone because I can listen to Mouse World Radio on Live 365 now.
Oh, I totally agree. It's really awesome because I'm not having the drops like I had on some of the other ways to listen. So I'm definitely converted now.
So here's a tip that I found is makes it easy. When you sign into Live 365, do it on your computer first, and then make all the Mouse World Radio stations like 1 through 4 in your preset, and then when you log on to the iPhone app, it'll automatically appear there. This way, you don't have to go through the list of alternative musics or freeform musics and then various, and then you don't have to scroll through everything to find them. Put them in your presets on your PC, then when you log into your 365 app, it'll automatically show up.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to already have them already loaded in on the PC at home because I just downloaded it here tonight, and yeah, it made it nice because there was no search function, so I was trying to find, okay, how do I find Mouse World Radio and all these other categories? You know, what's up with that?
Yeah, cool.
Go ahead, Len.
No, that's it. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask if any of you guys have had any experience with the online check-in yet, because I know that's a new thing Disney's been doing lately.
Len?
I got a couple of reader comments from it back when it started, and it went relatively smoothly. I mean, there's a separate check-in desk, if I recall correctly.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, and no problems with it. I mean, it wasn't like when they first started Magical Express that there was all these hiccups and everything.
Was there any way to do anything like a building request or anything tagged onto that? Because I haven't tried it yet. We're going down in July. Just kind of curious about that.
I don't know about a building request. I haven't. Matt, do you know?
No, but what I would suggest doing is just calling in anyway, just like any other kind of reservation. I imagine they have access to the same system. It's just, you know, a different means of checking in. You still talk to a human being when you check in over there. It's just expedited. So, you know, definitely do that still. And obviously, if you're using a travel agent, they can do that for you.
All right. Sounds great. Keep up the great work, guys. Appreciate the show.
Sounds like someone just hit a double.
The triple.
Triple. All right. Well, go team.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Take care, Mike.
407-278-5939. You ever say something, Newell?
No, I said take care, Mike.
Oh, okay. There you go. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Paul Lally from New York.
Hey, Paulie, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Outstanding.
Outstanding.
I could call that. Hey, I have a question for probably Len, or really anyone who's had experience with the marathons. I'm training right now for my first marathon coming up in January, half marathon anyway.
Cool.
And I'm wondering what happens when they're trying to sweep you? Like if I'm running, you know, close to the 60 mile per minute pace or 60 minute per mile pace, like what's the cutoff before they're really going to sweep you? Is it really exact or are they going to be, you know, giving you a couple minutes of leeway or how's that all work out?
No, they don't give you any leeway, Polly. I had a friend who was picked up for being 45 seconds behind the pace. She was swept.
Really?
You have to be lower than the pace. I mean, if you're on the pace, I think you're cutting it too close. You want to be better than the pace.
For the half, I mean, they don't fool around. Scopa's right. They're looking to get people in and out, especially the Magic Kingdom. I think it actually once you're past the Magic Kingdom though, they're a little bit more lenient, but dude, not much.
Yeah, just beyond Comcast Central, I think about a mile or two beyond Comcast Central, you're okay. There's a certain point. And I'm thinking, Len, there's also a certain point, probably when you get into the studios at the half, for the full, maybe as soon as you enter the studios, you're in safe territory maybe for the marathon.
Well, I'll tell you what. So it's going to change every year, but for the full, because I was running so slow, I know that once we got to Wide World of Sports, they stopped sweeping people. So Scope is right. Just before you get to the studios, they just stopped. They parked the bus. And they said, "Okay, we're going past this point." So, but I think you'll be fine.
One quick follow up to that: if let's say I start off doing really well and I'm running, you know, like a 10-minute mile or whatever for the first half of it, and then halfway through the course I fall down below, you know, 16. Do I have to maintain 16 all the way throughout, or can I build up some advance and then slow down?
No, build up some advance. Yeah. So. You have to get to your and don't forget though, if you they only start the clock after the last runner has crossed the start line, and that's going to take a good 10 minutes. So you're gonna end up somewhere around a 17-minute pace that you got to beat. And dude, 17 minutes is you could probably walk fast 17 minutes.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Thanks very much for that.
Good luck.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. I want to say hi to Logan, who's in the chat room listening. I know he's one of our younger listeners.
Logan!
And we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Jonathan from Tampa. How's it going, guys?
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan.
I've got a question about Food and Wine Festival.
Shoot.
I am a local over in Tampa, and like to go over there on weekends, or at least that's what we've done for the past several years, but it's been more and more popular, and you go on a Saturday and the place is just slammed. So what I'm going to do this year is planning on taking a day off in the middle of the week in late October, and I was wondering if you guys could give me some advice on which day would be like the least crowded for the Food and Wine Festival.
Mid-October?
Yeah, late October. Yeah.
Go ahead, Scott.
Late October.
Jonathan, I can tell you, I've been down there the last couple of years, and there's a lot of things going on in October besides Food and Wine. You've got, on two separate weekends this year, you've got races going on. You also have the Funai Classic, which is a golf tournament. So the best advice I can give you is that you may want to stick to Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. I would say Tuesday and Wednesday would be my preference. I'm curious to see what Lynn would say on that.
Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah. So like a Tuesday would be like maybe the 20th or maybe even the Wednesday. I mean, those are some of the lowest days that we have on the crowd calendar, actually. Yeah. So like the Tuesday, the 22nd, Thursday, Friday, you know, maybe even the Wednesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that, you know, sort of 11 days before Thanksgiving. It's Halloween, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Awesome, that helps a lot. And one other thing, I called, I guess it was 3 months ago with the live show, and I was talking about how Epcot closes at 8 o'clock on Fridays now. And yep. We used to like to go over on Fridays and just goof around, and I was asking about if they would kick us out if we weren't staying in a resort. And you guys said, check it out and let you guys know. We actually stayed over there on Friday night, so we were actually resort guests, eligible for the extra magic hours, because I know some people get ticked off if people try to stay and they're not actually resort guests. But we put it to the test. We saw exactly what we could do and what we couldn't do without pulling our room key out and showing it. And it's pretty much World Showcase is open. You can walk around, you can shop and get food. But if you want to get on an attraction or a ride, they ask for your card key. And also, if you want to go into a pavilion like the Land, they won't let you in there either. They'll check.
So anything with a door. Anything with a door, then, yeah, right?
Well, the shops around World Showcase you can go into.
Okay, good point. Yeah.
And you can get food, too. They'll sell you. They'll take your money if you want to get the food. So.
Cool. Thanks for the report. Yeah, no, thanks for calling in with the report. We appreciate that.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Take it easy.
All right,
awesome. That's a great tip.
And joining us also now on the show is Annette Owens, the Manager of Customer Relations and Group Services at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Annette.
Hey, nothing like coming in late.
That's all right. It's fashionably late.
There you go.
There you go.
Depends on what time zone you're in, Annette, so don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. For Central Time, you're right on time.
Oh, we're not Central Time. Oh,
no,
cool.
No.
Look what I learned. I thought I had to get all the goo out of the hair still. Yeah.
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Robert from Boston.
Hey, Robert.
How you doing?
Awesome. What you got for us?
Oh, I just booked a last-minute vacation for July down to the world. We're staying at Saratoga Springs. And cool. I got a bone to pick with the unofficial guy.
Join the club.
Hey,
take a number.
What's up, Robert? Yeah, really. Take a number. We have jackets. Go ahead.
Hey, I tried to get a PA. Actually, I got priority seatings pretty well for dinner until I went to the studios.
Yep.
And I was going by, you know, the nights, you know, the guides go where, which day,
yep.
Crowd calendar. And so I picked, what is it, Thursday,
yep.
Which is about the only day in the week. That week to go to the studios, I couldn't get a dinner reservation anywhere. It was pretty well, almost anywhere, I think, except the Brown Derby.
I just want to say, Rob, you got to keep in mind, when in July is this vacation?
The week of the 18th.
Week of the 18th. So we're talking about 6 weeks down the road, which is about 42, 43 days, and it's in July, a very busy month. And what's going to happen is that it's going to be really difficult to get an ADR at this stage in the game. That's probably what's working against you here. So, and I'm trying to give you an idea as to why you're running up against this. So, when the book says something like that, I think what Len is trying to say, and Len, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're saying when you hit that 90-day mark, that's when you should start making these ADRs. And if you're underneath that 90-day mark, it's going to be really difficult at times to get those ADRs.
Yeah, I'm not finding fault with what you're saying, and I understand the philosophy behind it. In fact, I'm a practicer of it, except that this was a unplanned last-minute vacation. And it was kind of funny because I followed the crowd calendar across the board for the whole week, and everything was, you know, oh, yep, no problem, getting about the time I wanted to get in. I just hit the Disney studio, and boom. I mean, that place is packed. I went the day before, and I was able to get a priority seating there. And
that's interesting.
The day before, it's not the best park to be in, but it's not the worst. So
somewhere in the middle. That's interesting. Things happen, right? So the calendar's definitely got some variation in it. Matt, are they doing Fantasmic every day of the week in July?
Oh, that would make sense, Lon.
When are they doing it?
Every couple of nights.
That's why they're not doing it.
It's not every night, but no, they're not. And that's really surprising. I thought for sure in summertime they would have done that because they had done that in Easter, you know, a very busy time of the year. And I don't understand why they're not doing it every night.
Yeah, so Robert, the other thing, I'd have to go back and look at the crowd calendar, but the other thing they were trying to do with the crowd calendar in recommending crowds is to balance seeing Fantasmic. So the feedback that we got when Disney cut back their Fantasmic schedule is that the crowds are smaller in the studios when there is no Fantasmic. So the crowd calendar was automatically defaulting to recommend the studios when there is no Fantasmic. But everyone wants to see Fantasmic. So occasionally we make the recommendation in the crowd calendar to be able to see Fantasmic even when it's not the slowest day of the week. Does that make sense? It's a compromise thing.
Well, what day is Fantasmic?
I think it's like, is it Monday and Thursday, Matt? Sunday and Thursday?
Yeah, I'm checking here right now. I'm getting the pulling up the information here for July.
So my guess is it might be the Thursday. Do you know what specific date on Thursday? What day of the month?
23rd.
Thursday the 23rd.
It's looking like, I'm looking here. It's very sporadic. There's no, it's like a Monday. It's Monday, Tuesday, Friday. Monday, Tuesday, Friday.
So that's not a thing. No, that's
as of May 31st, that may change.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
not it. I could be wrong. I can check it out, Robert, if you want. I can have Fred take a look at why.
Well, you know, generally I use the unofficial guide whenever I go, though I pretty much, cut it down after going as much as I do because we're DVC members, so you know.
Oh, cool.
Thanks for calling in, Robert.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'll have to check that. That's odd. So it could be just a fluke thing on the restaurants too, but it could be a crowd. Could be crowds.
Let's go to Michelle in Maryland. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
Hi, this is Michelle.
Close.
Michelle's having a bad day.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, how you doing? It's I'm at Dan, and I'm at Dan on Twitter.
Hey, thanks.
One of the things I haven't, not many people have talked about is how you guys feel about the photo pass, purchasing the rights to the photos prior to going to the park. I haven't heard about that, and last year I ended up doing it afterwards, and hook line for $125, I think. But I haven't heard anything. I just want to get your take on that.
Yeah, I mean, the overall issue we always have with it is just that how expensive it is per photo. I mean, when you consider how much you can get photos for developed yourself if you take it with your own camera, you know, these days. So I think that's always been our primary problem with it. I mean, obviously, they take great photos for you. And, of course, don't forget that when you're using PhotoPass people, they can actually take photos with your camera as well, so you can kind of get both. And generally speaking, you'll get a decent copy of it as well on your camera. So, but I mean, I just find fault with how expensive the photos are. It's hard to justify that unless you get a lot of photos. But even so, I mean, if you get down to like $5 a photo, let's say, or $3 a photo, when you consider that you can get photos developed on like, you know, on any website for like 20 cents a photo, you know, I mean, that's a huge markup.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you could have them, they could take the picture with your camera. We have a nice Canon digital SLR, and we wanted to use, my wife likes sending out the photos for Christmas, and, you know, next time this year,
actually this year in September when we go down, I'll just ask them to take pictures with our camera. And also, I guess, you know, with the photographers as well, is it rule of thumb to tip after you take a picture or not tip?
No,
how do you guys
no.
feel about that?
No, yeah. you don't have to.
No,
that, most cast yeah. members aren't allowed to take tips anyway.
Is that right? Okay, I didn't know that.
Yep.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it. And we'll be going out and get the unofficial guide tomorrow and planning our trip for the free dining end of September, beginning October.
Cool.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks for calling in. Say hi to Michelle.
Thanks so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, Matt, it's Brett again. Sorry about that.
Hey, much better, Brett. Much better.
Much better.
Okay, trying the landline instead of the cell phone. All right. How you guys doing tonight?
Outstanding.
Excellent. Yeah, Lynn was asking whether or not I'm still on the mom's panel. I think that's what the reference was to. But right now I'm sort of retired. We'll see. I might do some stuff with them in the future, but right now, no. Just kind of hanging out, enjoying stuff on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. I had a question for Len, if you don't mind. Just kind of question. I know you guys just did a thing on your trip out to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you, of course, only have a few minutes to talk about it. But one thing I don't think you mentioned was the fact that you can go kind of to the both parks and get fast passes kind of at the same time, which is kind of a nice thing versus the Disney World experience.
Yes, yeah, so it's a good point. So for those of our listeners who have never been to Disneyland or Disney's California Adventure, They're separated by a plaza that's like the size of Future World Plaza in Epcot. So like it'd be like you going from one side of Future World to the other side of Future World, and instead of going across part of one theme park, you actually leave one theme park and you go to another. So you can walk from Disneyland to DCA on it, and the fast pass systems at both parks are not connected. So you can grab fast passes for one park, go grab fast passes for the other park, then go back to the other park and start riding or something like that.
Right. Theoretically, I think you could do it at Disney World, but it would be such a hassle, not really worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could only reasonably do it for, like, Magic Kingdom at Epcot or Epcot to the Studios.
Yeah.
I think the Animal Kingdom is too far out to be useful.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I certainly wouldn't recommend anyone do it, but at Disneyland, it makes more sense. At least
I really like the intimate nature of land itself. I didn't think DCA was great. I think when they finished the up theming of the Paradise Pier area back there in a couple of years, especially if they go old retro Disney, like, you know, late 20s, early 30s Disney, that's got a lot of potential. But the way they have the theming right now, it's sort of like Dinoland USA, and you guys all know how we feel about it, so.
Yeah. I guess the pro on DCA is, at least right now, it's not very crowded, so if you want to go out of the crowd, it's nice to spend a little time over there in the afternoon. But
yeah,
right, there's also a reason why it's a little bit less crowded.
So they do have a couple of interesting things. There's a demonstration in there where they show you how sourdough bread is made and how tortillas are made, and both of those are fairly interesting. I kind of like food science. And the tortilla is cool because you can actually watch the tortillas being made, and then they give you a hot one, like a just off the press tortilla. And if you go through that thing like I did 16 or 17 times in a row, I mean, that'll get you full. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's my own little dining plan.
And hi, are we speaking with?
Hey guys, it's Keith Fischetti from Long Island, New York, Disneynut 68.
Hey Keith.
Hold on.
Hey, Keith.
He gets
Keith, you gotta do a quick ad read over here. Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right. And before we get to Keith's call, all your calls, in fact, are being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 111,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit allears.net today. And Keith, the floor is yours, sir.
Okay, I had two quick questions. My wife and I just got back from a wet but awesome trip down to Disney World. So both you, Matt, and Mr. Scopa.
and saw Newell, but I didn't say hi, and I got a little yelled at on Facebook.
That's right.
And a funny feeling. I'll make it up to him in Magic Meet.
You know what he said to me, Matt? It's funny because he thought I was with my wife, and I was with Janine, and that's
I got. It's, I got you beat, Newell. You want me to tell you how I got that story beat from that night.
Well, the only reason why I'm saying that is because that's not the first time Janine's been accused of being my wife. So,
well, you know what the funny thing is? Remember we were at dinner at Fort Wilderness and at Trail's End, and
right.
You know Keith thought that you were married to Janine, but you know the really funny thing is Marissa's friend saw her there and she thought that you and Janine were our parents.
Oh my god! All right.
Oh.
All right, now I'm offended.
Sorry.
Awesome.
Janine, can you believe right. that? Oh, my God.
Is this our Janine?
Yes, our Janine.
They obviously
what's she doing there?
Back. Oh, my gosh.
I can't. I mean.
What's she doing in the world?
What I'm waiting Sorry, for Janine. I'm waiting for in the chat room is Janine's perfect comment to this whole thing. Yes, that's what I'm waiting for.
I know, I'm watching.
All right, go ahead, Keith. Sorry about that.
Okay, two quick questions. We're already starting to think about next year's trip, and we're starting to think about two places. If you stay at Fort Wilderness in one of the campgrounds, is it treated like the regular resorts where they come in and make your bed and change your towels every day, or is that something that you have to do?
No, they do it.
They do.
It's a moderate. It's like a regular moderate.
Yeah, I know that. So
yeah.
Okay, all right. So if they do that, okay. So that leads to question number two. If you had to choose between staying in a cabin at Fort Wilderness and Port Orleans Riverside, which one would you guys choose?
Is anyone not going to say cabin?
I mean, cabin's okay. Great for space. I mean, obviously. Although the thing with the cabin is just that there's
the transportation is a problem.
Yeah, to an extent.
It's slow. Have a car.
But the cabins are very nice.
But I mean, dude, in terms of being relaxing, in terms of space, in terms of creature comforts, no comparison. No comparison at all.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. Do you have kids, Keith?
No kids, just me and my wife.
Okay. Probably not as compelling then. If you've got kids, they would love the Murphy bed. Do you guys normally eat dinner in the theme parks, or do you not?
We dabble a little of both. I mean, we do some in the parks, some in the resorts.
I mean, if you're up for a little bit of grilling hot dogs one night just to save some money, or just because you don't want to go somewhere. I mean, if you're looking to relax one day, you can't beat relaxing at Fort Wilderness. And I think the Trails End is there. That's fabulous. Hoop-de-doo is there, which is a lot of fun. I don't think the rooms really compare, but I could be wrong.
Okay, and you can rent the golf cart if you stay at Fort Wilderness also, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. I mean, I walked pretty much everywhere. It's a hike, but I mean,
it's really big, right?
Yes,
yeah, it's very huge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's definitely bigger than Port Orleans, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, it's massive. I mean, like way bigger.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, so I've actually jogged inside of Fort Wilderness, like when I go for long runs, I've done that. Dude, they have Segway tours inside of Fort Wilderness.
Yeah,
wow.
It's big.
Yeah, it's big. Yeah,
yeah. I know it's big from what I've seen when I passed through, and I've seen, like I said, the golf carts. I heard on another podcast when they stayed there, and I know just from the size that I've seen the map, it looks massive. So
yeah. It's like the studios is to Epcot as Port Orleans is to Fort Wilderness in terms of size.
Is this the SATs?
Yes,
that's awesome.
Just keep everyone up to date.
Yeah, see, cool.
None of the above.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay, beautiful. Well, then that answers all my questions. I'll say thank you, guys. Great, Matt. It was great seeing you and Mrs. Scopa down there 2 weeks ago, and I look forward to seeing you guys in Magic Meets in a few short months.
You better stop
you,
by.
Keith.
Take care, Keith.
You better Thanks, stop guys. By, Keith.
All right.
Bye.
Yep.
I don't think he
That's
heard
great.
Me.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I wasn't at that meal. Oh, my gosh.
Why?
Well, because then I might have been accused of being Matt's mom.
No, Matt, who said that? The girl that brought the cake in?
Yeah, her friend.
Yeah, okay.
All right, little inside here. Yeah. Well, let's go to James on the line. Hi, James.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I've got a busy June coming up. We're going on a cruise on the 4th, a Disney cruise, of course. And
nice.
We're coming down a day early, and we're staying at Okie West.
And we're planning on going to the studios the night before, but we're not going to get there till about 4. And I was going to get your thoughts on that. Is it clear out? It's an extra magic night. That's June the 3rd. Does it clear out? About what time does it clear out? What would be the best time for us to get there in the evening?
So you're going to the studios on an extra magic hour night?
Mm-hmm. Does it clear out like 90 minutes before, like you guys have said about other parks, or is it pretty much going to be busy till the end?
I think Toy Story is definitely going to be busy to the end. I think you're going to have a lot better luck with, say, Star Tours, definitely Star Tours, Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, I think you're going to have. But, I mean, generally speaking, what time of the year are you going again?
Oh, it's June 3rd. It's right before the night before the cruise. We're going on the 4th, so we just thought we were going to come. We came coming down a day early.
Yeah. I think your only issue is going to be the it's simply going to be, you know, it's going to be crowded there. That's for sure. I mean, June is a busy time of the month to begin with. And, you know, for Toy Story, it's just going to be a mob scene over there. Because it always is. It doesn't matter. Extra magic hours, regular part of the day, rain day. It doesn't matter. It's always very, very crowded. But I would go for it. I mean, you have annual passes, I take it?
Yeah, well, we weren't going to get one, but we're coming back in June to stay for our regular Walt Disney World trip. And we're going to. My wife and I were taking this cruise by ourselves. So it's kind of odd, so we're just going to come down and get a season pass since we can. From what I'm hearing, I can use my DVC discount and the 10% off, so that's what we're going to go ahead and get a season pass this time.
Yeah, if you get an annual pass, then it's definitely worth it. If you weren't getting an annual pass, I would say to you, you know what, don't burn a day on that. You know, go enjoy something in a resort, perhaps a nice dinner somewhere, take in, you know, perhaps the electric water pageant. You know, things that wouldn't cost to burn up a day over there. But if you got the annual pass, I'd say go for it. You got nothing to lose. You can always, you know, you can always go there for half an hour, and if it really stinks, say, all right, forget it. Let's go to Plan B over there.
Yeah, I believe Plan B will go over to the boardwalk is what we were initially going to do before the extra 10% came off the annual pass. So we had that already planned out, but I just wanted to kind of run that by you guys. I had another question.
Sure.
I'm a big Sam Adams fan. And I know that the two mics and one poured the other one some extra drink. But I was wondering, besides the food and wine, is there any other places that you can get Sam Adams, mainly Brewer's Collection? I'm a big fan of the Cherry Wheat, and I'm only at the Food and Wine Festival in October. That's the last time they had that. Do they have that every year at the Food and Wine Festival, or is it just hit and miss every year?
Sam Adams is always there in the U.S. Pavilion, right?
I think so.
But
I believe so. It's been there every year that I can remember. I mean, at least for the last few years.
Okay, I know. I believe it was Boston had the Cherry Wheat this year.
Oh, did they? Okay, so you're looking for a specific kind, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know, James, if they're going to have the Cherry Wheat down there this year. That's a hit and miss. Sometimes they'll have, I mean, one of the things with Sam Adams is that they brew certain types of beer only certain times a year, and it's a limited amount. So it's going to be hit or miss. It's really tough to say they will have it or they won't have it. It's just say give it, you know, just hope for the best.
Yeah.
Listen, I just thought I'd throw it out there since you guys mentioned it. Being from up that way, I'm a big fan of their beer, so I just enjoyed listening to that because we go in October. I believe it's the best time to go because you get the food and wine and the Halloween party. I don't want everybody else to know that, though.
And if you get real thirsty, make sure you have Newell next by because he'll put beer in your cup.
It's like the never-ending mug of beer.
Yeah. Bottomless cup of beer.
I paid for that.
Can't beat that. That was a major foul there, huh? Well, you guys have a good one.
Thank you, James. Right.
Thanks, James.
Yeah, almost hung up on Annette there. 407-278-5939 is our number. Annette, you missed out on we had a bunch of calls for you this before, of course, when you weren't here.
Yeah, right.
I swear, we had at least
at least two.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a bunch.
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Chris. How you doing?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
So I have a quick question. We're about to go down, and the you know how you get your ADR for like 5:30? What's the grace period for that? You know, like
at least 15 minutes.
Oh yeah,
at least 15 minutes.
Yeah, it would take. I think you'd have to really blow it off before they would really knock you out.
Hey, so go ahead, Chris. Here's what the Disney guys told me. Remember, I don't know if you heard the story, but last was it October or December? I had originally had a reservation for 2 at 6 o'clock, and it ended up being a reservation for 10. What the dude told me was, as long as you have a reservation in the system, they'll work with you on almost anything. It's if you don't have a reservation when things start to get iffy.
Sweet. All right, cool. And I got one other quick thing is, when you were talking about free dining, and you said sometimes it's not the best deal because you're paying rack rate for a room. But when we did I did free dining last time, we got our room at Pop Century for $82 a night, and we saved $100 a day on the dining plan. So that actually works out pretty sweet. It's you're actually giving us $18.
Yeah, so it depends on the number of people and their ages and what other discounts you can get. But roughly speaking, they're about the same. The really good discounts are roughly the equivalent of what you would spend in dining a day. I think I've talked about this in the book. Disney tries a bunch of different deals so that they're not always discounting the same thing all the time. Like, for example, if they always gave you 25% off your hotel room, right? Let's say your hotel room was $100, but they always gave you 25% off, right? Everyone would then assume that the hotel room is worth $75.
Right. Okay.
So then by switching things around all the time, it's hard for people to figure out what Disney considers the value of every particular element. Like, what do they really consider the dining plan worth, and what do they really consider the hotel room worth? By switching around and all these different combinations, it makes it really hard to do the analysis.
Okay. Interesting. Well, thank you so much. You guys are terrific. I really enjoy your show. Thank you.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
All right. Take it easy.
Thank you. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, listen, really enjoy you guys' show. It's a highlight for the week. One of those callers that doesn't really call too much, doesn't post a lot, but certainly listening to you every week, so appreciate it. Len, I got a question for you.
Sure. What's up, Ted?
We are heading down. My wife and I are heading down with a 4 and a 2-year-old, and I've looked at some of your plans on touringplans.com, and was hoping you could give me some feedback.
Yep.
We'd like to do 4 things with the kids, and then my wife and I would like to ride Everest. And I was wondering what order you would put the following things.
Okay, go ahead.
We'd like to do safaris. We'd like to do Lion King. We'd like to do Boneyard. Even though I know your feelings on that, and then we'd also like to get a chance to kind of meet a few characters as well. And I'm wondering where you'd put Everest in that mix.
So what I would do is, are you in pretty decent shape, Ted? You can walk fast.
Sure.
What time are you getting to the parks?
Well, we'll be there at rope drop, and we'll probably look to get back for naps for the kids. So we'll probably look to leave, 1 o'clock or so.
So, and Scopa, chime in if I'm wrong here. What I would do, Ted, is I would have your wife take the kids and start walking towards the safari as soon as the park opens. And what I would tell you to do is hightail it over to Everest to grab fast passes and then meet her at the safari.
Okay, let people go through this.
Yeah, just have her wait on the side, to the left or the right of the entrance until you get there. She's only going to be there a minute or two ahead of you.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then after that, the fast pass
for 9:45 within the hour. Yeah, within the hour.
Yeah, 9:45, 10 o'clock. So I would do that. Then I would go do character encounters in Camp Minnie Mickey.
Okay.
And then I would do, depending on what time it is, then and you'd have to check the daily entertainment schedule to see what the first performance of Lion King is. You're not going to have any trouble getting to any performance of the Lion King. The thing I'm trying to figure out is whether you want to go do Everest, the Boneyard, and then do Lion King last, or whether you want to do Lion King first. So what I would say is, once you're done with all the character greetings that you want to do in Camp Minnie Mickey, check the live entertainment schedule that you'll get when you
go into the park. If the Lion King show is within 15 or 20 minutes, just sit tight there, grab the kids a drink and a snack, and you know, go to the bathroom or whatever, and then go see the Lion King show. But if the first Lion King show isn't like more than an hour away, then go do everything else.
Okay, that's good. Does Triceratops spin? I know that may not be worth our time, but does that usually get a pretty big line over there in Dinoland?
So there'll be an initial rush in the morning as people go there who can't do Everest, but then it dies down around 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then it'll pick up again around 11. So if you do it when you do the Boneyard, you should be fine.
Okay, because that's what we were thinking. We were thinking if we had fast passes for Everest, then my wife could stay with the kids in Boneyard, and they could play at the end of our time at Animal Kingdom, and then we could just swap off and ride Everest at separate times while the kids were playing in Boneyard.
I really think you're better off to get the fast pass for Everest and then just go do the safari. Your alternative is to get the fast passes for Everest, play in the Boneyard, do the Triceratops spin, then go get a fast pass for safari around 9:45 or 10 o'clock before you guys go do character greetings and Lion King. But I like my first plan better.
I like your plan too, Len. I support you.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks.
We have our next call. It's here. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Brett and NH again. I got a comment for the guy who was looking for last-minute reservations.
Yeah.
Couldn't find any. Yeah. One of them I found that my wife and I hit the California Grill. We went to the chef's counter. We did that about a half hour before the fireworks. There wasn't a single person sitting at the chef's counter. You could probably get right in. It's not that expensive when you sit there. All you need to do is order like a flatbread. And as soon as the chefs see you sitting there, they start sneaking food over to you. It is one of the coolest places to sit.
It's like a Chico, man.
Nice.
Yeah. Because we sat there for, I don't know, less than 10 minutes. And one of the chefs brought over a salad. As soon as that happened, it's almost like the other chefs didn't want to get, you know, outstaged by the guys. We had the sushi person throwing sushi at us. I mean, if they see you sitting there, they are going to feed you, whether or not you order it. So, yeah, it can be a real good last-minute place to try to get a reservation or just walk right in.
Cool. Thanks for calling in, Brett. Appreciate that.
That's awesome. That's a great tip.
Oh, yeah. We got our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Becky from Clarksville, Indiana.
Hey, Becky.
Becky. Hey, let me just say something, Becky, real quick. That was like 15 consecutive guys that called. Finally, Becky, go ahead.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I've been listening, so I guess that it is mostly guys. Well, I wanted to tell you all about the Hoopty review. We went and did that in May. That was wonderful. It was a really
great
experience. We took our 2-year-olds, and they loved it. Our 2-year-olds were so great for the whole thing. They loved it.
Really?
Liked the food, they liked the entertainment, so that was a good tip, so we were glad we did that. We were hot that whole week in May, though, so we are looking to go the next time. We have got to go when it is so much cooler, and so my question is, when's a good time of the year to go when it's not quite so hot, but maybe some of the crowd levels are better?
Becky, I got the perfect answer for you. It's the first weekend in February. It's dead. The crowds are manageable, very manageable, and the weather's fantastic.
Okay. Are the new Disney promotions coming up? And we're going to skip free dining this time. We did that last year, and we did the buy 4, get 3 free, which is a great promotion. But I know that they're going to end the free dining deal on the 21st of June, and I'm just wondering if they're going to come out with something as good or if the promotion's going to keep coming.
If I could tell you that, Becky, I would also be telling. Well, I wouldn't tell you the lottery numbers for tonight.
Lottery numbers.
I'm keeping to myself. we gotta imagine something else be coming out. I mean, they've been so aggressive with everything in the spring. I can't imagine they're just gonna let the fall go by. So
I mean, the deals have been really great. Of course, we went the first week of May, and it was crowded, but it wasn't unbearable. So I just thought, you know, if they keep the deals coming, we might come back next year, but. I just have to come back when it's not so hot. So, all right. Well, thanks, guys. We love
thanks,
the show.
Becky.
I'll put a little plug for the touringplans.com. I like the new blog entry stuff. That's really cool.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very much. We just did a
I just completely updated the dining plan coverage, by the way, on the website today.
Yeah, you did a great job with that one. I got to give you credit for that.
Thanks.
That really is a good job. I really like it. Annette, we had a question earlier, Annette, about someone who wanted to know, one of our callers wanted to know if they could use their Disney Visa points, the reward points, towards a resort reservation. And can they use a travel agent, or do they have to book like directly with Disney?
No, the Disney reward card is just like a gift card. So definitely we can help you spend that if you'd like with a travel agent, or you can book directly with Disney. Either way.
Okay. Very nice. Thank you. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Phil Taylor.
Hey, Phil.
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 This is Maple Whiskey Phil.
I was going to say Reverend Phil.
You got it. Hey, a couple of practical questions for you guys, and then one that's really has nothing to do with anything at all. If you're coming to Disney with a kid who is a toddler, you know, like a one-year-old, if you're trying to do a ride, like say Pirates of the Caribbean or something that doesn't have a height requirement, can you bring like a one-year-old onto one of those rides?
Oh, sure.
What? Absolutely.
They don't care.
Okay. No, they don't.
The tall one.
Okay. The other question is, if you're trying to meet Mickey Mouse over at Mickey's tent there at the Magic Kingdom, is there a better time of the day to do that? Whether it should be less of a line, or what do you suggest on that?
First thing in the morning.
That's it.
Actually, Matt, do they still do Mickey Mouse greetings at the studios?
Yes, they do it at Hollywood Studios in the Magic of Disney Animation at the end over there. But you can actually sneak in without going through the attraction. Just go in through the animation gallery, and you just walk your way back over there. And he's got a dedicated meet and greet in the morning up through noontime, really. It's very not busy at all.
So, Phil, if you're going just to see Mickey Mouse, it's much less crowded at the studios than it is in the Magic Kingdom, using Matt's tip.
It is Sorcerer Mickey. I don't know if that means anything, if that matters to you.
It's a one-year-old.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're only going to be there for one day. At the Kingdom, so that's why I was trying to figure out the Magic Kingdom and the things that I wanted to be able to get over to some of the better rides first thing in the morning, but we were actually there for 10 days last year, and we managed to never meet Mickey Mouse. So.
Oh, geez. Okay, so Phil, the other alternative is during parades, like anytime from like 2:45 to about 3:30, Toontown should clear out, and you should have time with Mickey there.
Oh, okay, during a parade. Good idea. Good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Phil.
And then I have a random question if you still have time for.
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys are in Disney constantly, obviously. And I know growing up in a small town, there's always random people that you just start to notice around town that are just kind of random people that you kind of just see doing weird things. Have you guys noticed any just like have any good stories about just totally random people that have just become kind of fixtures in the park that are, other than Lou Mangiello, of course, others that you just see around the parks constantly?
There's a guy that when I was doing the field research for the Magic Kingdom, there was a guy, an older gentleman who was bald, that was part of the opening crew for the Magic Kingdom, and apparently he was like one of the managers, but he was there constantly, and the dude was just so efficient in getting everything opened. And I, you know, every time I was there, after I began noticing him and watching him work, I wanted to, you know, go up to him and say hi and everything. I never did, but the dude was there all the time, constantly. And he's not there anymore. I don't know if he retired or moved on to another park, but yeah, I mean, there was definitely just somebody you noticed when you were sitting there in the morning watching the parks.
We have our next call. It's from Connecticut. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, I'm not from Connecticut, but I'm from Texas. Will that do?
Okay, well, yeah,
they're right next door to each other. I mean, what the heck?
I know. Well, I lived in Connecticut for 4 years, so I think that counts.
Yeah, we have Connecticut.
Matt, do that.
It's like the John Edwards show here. We knew that. Go ahead.
Right.
Okay. Hi, my name's Dina. I'm calling in from Houston, Texas. It's really nice to speak to you guys. I listen to you all the time.
Ooh, go Rockets. Thanks. Go ahead.
Okay. My question is about the Dolphin Resort. In a couple of weeks, we're going to stay at the Scopa Towers for the second time, and we love the place. But in a few years, we might be interested in staying at the Dolphin because my husband's a teacher, so he gets the educator discount. And my question was, is it as magical as some...
I think we lost our cell phone there. Yeah. But Scopa, can you talk about how magical it is staying at the Swan and Dolphin?
No, because they never stayed there.
Oh, never mind.
Never stayed at the Dolphin?
He just eats there a lot.
They eat there a lot, clearly. Who stayed at the Swan and Dolphin over here? Len, you stayed there.
Yeah, I stayed everywhere.
What do you think about the magicalness of it?
It's I would say it's not the same as being in a deluxe resort, but it's probably the same as being in a moderate. And I like that. I think there are better dining options. I think the lobby is fantastic. The pools are just as nice, and the grounds are just as nice.
I'm back with you. I lost you temporarily, but I dialed back.
Hey, Dan. Cool.
No worries.
So yeah, we're just saying it's maybe not quite the same as a very well themed Disney deluxe, but it's definitely not a bad room at all. I mean, Yeah, the beds are fantastic. The rooms themselves are quite nice to work in and to stay in. It's really not bad. So absolutely fine.
Absolutely. Oh, that's fantastic. And I'm going to squeeze in one second question.
Sure.
The afternoon tea at the Grand Floridian, if that was something that I wanted to do and just on a whim and say I was in the Magic Kingdom, would I be able to call ahead and do that? Or is it so popular that you need, you know, ADRs like a couple of days in advance?
They've stopped doing it.
Oh, they've stopped doing the afternoon tea?
So is this the Princess Tea Party afternoon tea or the regular afternoon tea?
Just the regular afternoon
tea. Oh, no, sorry. They've stopped the Princess Tea. The couple of times that I've been there for the tea, it was not completely full.
Really?
If you're going during summer or a holiday period, get reservations. But if you're going, you know, like on a random Tuesday in October, yeah, just show up.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. You guys have really added to our trip as a whole. It's really fun listening to podcasts on the way into work.
Hey, Dina, one quick thing. So my younger sister, Christine, has actually done the teas. There's actually three different pricing levels for the teas. Annette, have you done this?
No, I haven't.
So there's three different pricing levels, and it's the number of fancy cookies that you get or fancy snacks that you get. I think like at the lowest pricing level, you get like the cucumber watercress sandwiches and maybe a couple
right.
of cookies. And then the next level up, you get more fancy cookies, you know, plus the other cookies. And then like the third level of tea, you get pretty much everything that they have.
Yeah, I've read about some of the menus online and it all looked really good. And I really like to go to tea rooms, but I don't necessarily like to plan it, you know, a couple of days in advance.
Yeah. So again, if you're going like a random Tuesday in an off season, just go ahead and show up.
Would the first couple of weeks of June still be kind of off season?
Yeah. So school isn't complete. If it's the first week, school isn't out of session for most of the Southeast or much of the Southeast. Anyway, you should be fine. I think you'd be fine.
Okay. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day, and it's really nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Dina.
Thanks.
407-278-5939. I think this person is – no, it's not. This is a different person. Hi, we speak. Hello?
Hello? Caller.
Yes, you're on the air.
I've been trying to call in for about an hour and a half.
Wow.
20th time's the charm.
I have a question for you guys.
What's up?
I'm just so excited to be getting through. I am going the first week of July – of all weeks to go, and had a question about touring plans.
Okay.
And wondered whether I could be using the holiday touring plans or the regular touring plans for that week.
So what days are you going?
We're actually getting there on July 3rd, and then going to stay, I guess, a total of 8 nights.
Yeah, so use the holiday touring plans 3rd, 4th, 5th, maybe up to the 6th, and then
okay.
So that weekend. So you're getting there on the Friday. I would say Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Use the holiday plan.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. One other question for you.
Sure.
That I've discovered the podcast a few months ago and have been going back to catch up on the old episodes. And I think it was Matt who said he'd been to the Hollywood Studios on the 4th the year before. And it wasn't too bad. But
no,
typically, I know you recommend Epcot.
Yeah, the studios really wasn't crowded at all. And I think this year is going to be even less crowded because they're not planning any special July 4th fireworks at the studios on July 4th this year. So It's going to be, I would imagine it's going to be a, not a ghost town, I don't want to mislead you, but I do think it's going to be very manageable in terms of crowds there, because everyone's going to be looking for the special stuff they're doing for July 4th, and that's going to be at the Magic Kingdom and at Epcot this year. And without nothing at the studio special, nothing at Downtown Disney, they had special fireworks at Downtown Disney last year, and those aren't happening again this year, to my knowledge. So it's going to make, the crowds are all going to be over there, and I would suspect people at the studio, at studios is going to be another good bet for July 4th.
What?
Okay, so maybe July 4th would be better. We weren't thinking that Illuminations on July 4th at Epcot would be fun, but if the crowds are a whole lot better at the studios, that might be the better way to go.
There's no fireworks, Matt, at the studios on July 4th?
Yeah, they don't even have Fantasmic every night, so, I mean, clearly they're not. They, their nighttime entertainment what? Is really just, I don't what? Know what they're thinking.
Man, I'd go to...
Is it because they don't love this country? Is that what they're...
Yeah, that's right. It's all communists at the studios. Unbeknownst to many people.
Ah, man. All right. Well, okay. If that's the park that you love, okay, fine.
All I'm saying is that, you know, there's plenty of love to go around, even love figures.
Figures. It's they need your love now the most, right? We're in these desperate times.
That's true.
Desperate times.
We have our next caller. It's Dennis from Indiana. Hello, Dennis.
Great, how are you?
Good, good. What can we do for you?
Well, you know, I called in last month saying, you know, I was out of work and I needed cheap tips for a cheap trip. Well, fortunately, I got a job in the meantime.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I need help planning my next trip.
Now he's going deluxe.
Vacation time.
He got the job and now he's going deluxe.
So I'm going in December for what I'm calling Hiatus Fest, formerly known as Mouse Fest.
Nice.
Nice.
And here's my deal. I'm going to go for 2 weeks so I can catch the Rad Piece stuff the first weekend in December and then hang
around. Dude, what kind of job did you get, Dennis?
I know. You got a great job.
Well, I tell you, I got a job for a company that does government contracting work. So, you know, there's no problem with the recession. And I said, you know, I've been getting 4 weeks vacation for 20 years. And yep. Your rule is new employees get 2 weeks vacation. Can you give me 4 weeks vacation? They said, no, but we can pay you for 2 more weeks vacation. You can take the time off with no pay.
There you go. I would love that. I mean, there's certain times in your life where it's not about the money, it's about the time off.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right, cool. So you're going for 2 weeks. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to stay at the World for 2 weeks in December, but I haven't decided if I'm going to just stay at one resort for the whole 2 weeks, break it up, either, you know, upgrade towards the end or go off-site for a couple of days. How much of this do I need to nail down before I talk to my travel agent?
Oh, you know what? I would work with your travel agent. Let them give you, like, some nightly rates. Let them look for the rates that are going to change, which night the rates change at different hotels. Give them a couple options. We don't mind. I can tell you from experience. We don't mind going, okay, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, this will be your nightly rate at this resort. Done it many, many times so that you can kind of work to get – to get that best price for you. 2 weeks, I don't know if I'd want to stay at POP for 2 weeks, but that's just me.
Well, I did it for a whole week last year, and it was okay, but yeah, 2 weeks might be stretching it.
Yeah, you might want to look into, I mean, there's a lot of options for, you know, vacation home. Perhaps you want to upgrade yourself for those last couple nights at a nice deluxe resort. You know, consider a couple different options for you there.
That's what I'm thinking about, yeah. Okay, one more question for Lynn.
Yep.
Looking at the crowd calendar for the first half of December, I noticed yep. that those first two Saturday nights are nines. Last year they were sixes. There's no Christmas party going on. Do you, off the top of your head, you have any clue why they're up to nines for the Saturday nights?
So because there are so many Mickey's Very Merry Christmas parties on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday before, what Disney usually does is compensates for closing the park early those days by keeping the park open till midnight or later on those Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
And sense. So park hours tend to drive the crowd calendar. My guess is it's not going to be a nine through the – you know what? I'm not going to second guess the crowd calendar. Fred's smarter than I am on this. So it'll probably be pretty crowded on a Saturday.
We have our next caller from Connecticut. Hi, are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Christia.
Hi, Christia.
How are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm actually going to be heading down June 12th through the 19th, and I've been to the World many times, but I recently found out I have a gluten and dairy allergy, so I was really kind of wondering if you guys have any experience or if you know how easy and accommodating Disney is with allergies. With
Scopa.
Food allergies.
Well, they're wonderful about this. And Scopa, I think you're probably thinking the same thing I am. Deb Wills' book, right?
Exactly.
I haven't read the book.
Yeah, no, you should definitely check out. Mike, you want to tell her a little about Deb's book?
Oh, it's called Open Mouse, Christina, and Deb Wills and Deb Colma has covered every single aspect of Walt Disney World. If you have any kind of special need that you want to accommodate, and I would suggest getting the book. It's very, very thorough. It's in its second edition right now, and you'll be able to find – I mean, that is – the Bible for what you need to find out.
Oh, perfect. That makes me really happy.
Well, and if it's any kind of food allergies.
Oh.
I was going to say, if it's any kind of food allergies, make sure when you make your ADRs to go on and tell them up front so the chef is prepared. And the chef will come out and speak with you about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll come up, like, actually to the table?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
but you should do it. The suggestion is to contact them well before your trip, just to give them an idea when you're coming.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Okay, so I should do that too.
Some people may not.
Sorry. and actually, another question I had was, I just heard about the Characters in Flight at Downtown Disney. And
right.
What is that? Is it anything?
It's a hot air balloon that you can go up in. They actually had it in Disneyland Paris, and they have it in Disney World. It's very finicky. Newell and Ned and I tried it out. We didn't actually go on it, and we have a whole story about it. We won't get into it, but we were not big fans of it, of how it's operated. The concept is a good idea, but the whole operation of it, I think, we have some issues with. So in that regard, I think you're going to – that's what we had an issue with. But, I mean – if you can actually get on it, I suppose it's not a bad idea. But we had some issues with it that we just have kind of written it off for the time being.
Okay, so only if I really feel like it. It's not like a need to do then if
it's
I go when I go down there?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, exactly.
If you, if you like standing in line.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's fun times. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. Enjoy I-84.
Thank you. That's
Ryan
right now, actually. That's funny.
That's,
see?
Good
thank
luck.
You.
That's all right, bye-bye.
Bye.
I want to mention, of course, don't forget to check us out in our chat room, wdwtoday.com. Go to our chat room over there. There's a chat link. It's free. It's easy. You can join lots of people in there. This is an interactive radio show. We like to make this not just about, you know, people calling in, but also sharing tips. We get some good information through that chat room. Lots of great comments there. You can hear Janine's comments. She's got very snarky comments for all of you.
Yeah, she
so definitely
does.
Check her out over there. We have our next caller. It is. Hi, Kimber, Maryland.
Yes, I didn't expect to get on. You guys have been really busy tonight.
Oh, yeah, lots of calls, but it's all right. We got time for everyone. How are you doing?
Doing well. Also, Carib Diz on the board.
Cool.
Hold on. I was in
Do the bit.
Hoo-ah.
There you go. All right. What do you got for us, Kim?
Had a couple of questions.
All right.
Do you not get any room suggestions for Animal Kingdom Lodge concierge level?
It's pretty hard to go wrong concierge level anywhere. Len, any suggestions
for? Are all good for EKL?
Yeah, Len, any suggestions for concierge level at Animal Kingdom Lodge?
You mean in terms of particular rooms?
Right.
They're all Savannah View. I could be wrong on that. Hold on.
I think you're right. That sounds right.
I think they all are Savannah rooms, but I could be totally wrong on that.
No matter what Savannah you get.
Are they all Savannah rooms? That's a good question. I don't.
There was one. I think the one that's the giraffe. I forget the name of it, but the one that's the giraffe.
Hold on.
I think
let me look it up.
Hold on. Better Savannah view. That's what I've heard from at
hold
the
hold on.
Jungle
I'll look.
House.
I'll look. Hold on. I'll look.
What was your second question, Kim?
Talking earlier about the Fantasmic shows, them possibly canceling or changing the nights for Fantasmic shows. If
yes.
you have a dinner package booked, I know you guys don't like it, but we like it just fine.
Boo.
Let us know. Yeah, I'd rather know. I kind of sort of have a seat. Especially now. But do you think they'll let us know ahead of time if they cancel it?
I doubt it. I think they might try to, but... I would be shocked if they did. Let's put it that way.
It's going to be something I think you're going to have to stay up on top of and kind of watch.
Yeah.
How early do they decide if they're going to add a second show? Is it usually a week of?
I've heard usually day of, or maybe a day ahead of time, that kind. They do make sometimes ahead of time, perhaps like next month they might change things ahead of time. But generally when you get into the week of or something like that, or the month of, they generally kind of stick to the schedule. But sometimes they've been known to add a showing randomly, okay, tonight we're going to add in a second showing because evidently it's going to be much more crowded than we anticipated.
Okay, I have two more questions. For Mission Space, we're splitting up and doing the orange versus the green or whatever the colors are.
Yep.
Do we need to go to Japan for fast passes, or can we all get fast passes together?
No, all fast passes together. It's the same thing. When you get into the line itself, they'll offer you one or two options.
One of them, yeah, but it's later on.
Cool.
Yep. So on the concierge thing, there's a zebra trail and a kudu trail. The zebra trail savanna is more open than the kudu trail because that features the new villas, right? That faces the villas. So yeah. They both overlook savannas, but one has you're looking at the other buildings. Does that make sense?
Over at the new village.
Yeah, you want to be on the zebra side.
Okay. Thank you so much. I wasn't certain what to do there. I called you guys on the bus before, and I'd mentioned that, we were thinking about going from the swan to the dolphin and what we were going to do. We ended up with the pass along getting an AP and using an AP discount to do Animal Kingdom for a couple nights. Staying plus and using the pass along card, what do you think the break even then is for my AP?
If you're using the which card?
That pass along card, so I got 10% off my AP.
And oh, so that's okay. It's that's almost between $40 and $50 off, right?
Yeah, 10%.
And would you normally park hop? Would you have paid for the park hopping option?
Yeah.
You're staying at which resort? Animal Kingdom?
Animal Kingdom and Poly. But we're doing Animal Kingdom with the...
Oh, your break-even is like 3 nights, 2.5, something like that. It's something crazy short. I don't think it's more than 4 nights.
All right, that's good. So if we plan another trip, we'll have made our money back.
I mean, like three, it's probably closer to... I'd be surprised if it's more than 3, personally.
Cool. Hi, our next caller is Alex.
Hey. Hi, everybody. I'm Alex. So Alex, I'm too at City of Central. Listen, I got a question for you guys. I'm going June 20th. I'm going to be in the parks for one day. I'm going to try to do 3 parks one day. But I just want to know, is Disney very stingy on keeping what their extra magic hours are posted on the website? Or are they prone to change is what I'm, because there's no evening extra magic hours for the 20th, as what it says over on All Ears. So I want to know if Disney changes, because we're only going to be in there for one day. So,
Len, what's been your experience with the schedule and extra magic hours? In my experience, though, they've been kind of sticking with it.
Yeah, so the extra magic hours aren't likely to change. The thing that might change is the park hours themselves.
Okay. That's pretty good. Just because, we're only there for one day, we're trying to get in as much stuff as possible.
You're going to do all 3 parks, Alex?
Yeah, we're going to do, Animal, and then this is Hollywood Studios, or Epcot, and then finishing up at Magic Kingdom. So we're just deciding whether to do Epcot or Hollywood Studios.
Good point. Okay, good question. Oh, yeah, you should be fine. What I would say is end at the park that's open the latest. So if that's the Magic Kingdom, then go there.
Yeah, I think Magic Kingdom usually closes the latest. I gotta go check those operating hours again.
Also check. We did a 4 parks in one day show a while ago last year. Check that because we have a strategy out there for the order in which you should see the rides in each park.
Okay. Cool. That's great.
Oh. And
all right, thank you guys.
Alex, if you're going, don't forget to Twitter the wait times to at Touring Plans if you get a chance. Thanks.
Cool. 407-278-5939 is our phone number, and you can be part of the show here. Lots of great calls here tonight. Don't forget about our chat room, wdwtoday.com. In fact, there's not just chat. There's also the webcams. Lots of fun. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Big Brian.
What do you got for us tonight, Brian?
I actually wanted your opinion on Streetmosphere, Matt, because you're the studio's guy. Do you have any favorite sets or favorite characters?
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan I know his real name. I'm trying to think.
Such a huge fan.
Yeah.
Fan of old what's his name.
I don't know his real name. I'm trying to.
Who's the girl that's just
Paige Turner.
I think she likes you, Matt.
Yeah.
Paige Turner's great. The best combination is Paige Turner, Francis Flute, and the Italian director guy. And those three are
Javier Fellini.
Yes, they're very good.
When you start your day with a pitcher of martinis, you started it just like Flavio Fellini.
Although I gotta give credit to Vladimir Pui for his, he's got the best catchphrase of them all. It says, "If you've seen my work, you've seen Pui."
Mm-hmm. I've been doing audio of several Streetmosphere performances on the podcast I've been doing, and put up pictures with them too. So,
oh, yeah, kind of, and I got to tell you, there was a great story. Newell, do you remember Jack Diamond?
Yes, I do.
When we had he was doing his whole shtick is that he does like these magic tricks, and it's kind of like this like kind of shady side of magic. And Newell and I took some time to stop by and check it out. And it was really a lot of fun.
Yeah, he was fun. I had never seen him before. It was the first time I ever seen him. He was great.
Yeah, those are great. But Francis Flute, I think, consistently puts on a great show. And Paige Turner, wonderful as well. So those two are definitely my top two favorites. 4778-5939 is our phone number over here. And Danny was trying to call him before. And if he calls in before, I got to ask him a question about one of the other Streetmosphere characters that likes him. He says he's got it's a funny story. I'll tell you a little bit later if he calls in. We have our lost that guy. Let's try our next call. Go to line two. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey, caller. Hi, who are you speaking with?
Speaking with Steve from Illinois.
Hey, Steve.
Steve.
What do you got?
I've got a question here about one of the little tips that we've heard through the years, and it's about the Polynesian and watching the fireworks from the Magic Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
And we've done that several times. Like, we always go down right around either Halloween or Christmas time, and so we'll go to the party, and then maybe the night before we leave, we'll go watch the fireworks. And we're always told that they actually pipe the music in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if we're missing something, because we've done this several times, and outside of actually laying down next to one of the speakers in the grass,
yeah,
I'm not sure. Maybe we're not sitting in the right area.
No, they don't play it in the outside. They do pipe it into Ohana, so that's something over there. They do pipe it in if you take a Wishes cruise. But actually, one time I was in the same situation you were, and I actually called Newell and had him play it on Mouse World Radio, because I just didn't stand not the idea of not hearing the music. I figured, why not? And Mike, yeah, of course, cordially obliged, so thank you, Mike. No, they don't put it in outside, which I only suspect that they did that it would attract more people than currently. There's always a huge crowd for it.
There were 15 of us there, and we were there for Halloween, you know, and we all sat along the beach, but you could actually hear the music better from the Magic Kingdom than you could from sitting there.
Oh yeah. Cool. All Thanks right. for checking in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we have on the line, we have direct from North Carolina, it is Danny. How are you, Danny?
Danny.
Hey, guys. Good. How are you?
Good. Danny, what's the name of the guy? His name is Mr. MGM, the guy who's your best friend, the Streetmosphere character? You know the guy who dresses up in the three-piece suit?
Best friend of Streetmosphere. Yikes, I'm going to
Okay, wait. So we have one guy that runs an MGM studio site, and then we have another guy who actually worked at the studios. And neither one can get this right.
They have their favorite people, but they don't know who they are.
They're the best. They're my favorite.
The guy who's got like a British accent. He goes, you know, Danny, my boy, every time he sees you. Or every time I saw you.
Melvin Machismo. Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor. Yes.
Shelby Mayor, because his bit is whenever he starts walking around, I, Shelby Mayor, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh. Shelby Mayor. Yuck.
You know, I bring you on, Danny. I got rid of the other callers for you, and this is how you repay me. Appreciate it.
That's why we love Danny so much.
So just a quick question for you guys. I've already asked it on the board, but I'm a very avid Pixar fan, and I'm wondering if anyone has seen Up so far this weekend.
I saw it today.
Saw it earlier this afternoon.
Mine was sold out.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was very good, but I thought it was actually, the only thing was I thought it was predictable. I knew, not to give anything away, but I kind of knew who the villain was going to be ahead of time. Right? Were you in the same boat?
No, actually, I didn't.
Did you guys see it in 3D?
I mean, it was only
you saw it on a boat?
After the initial reveal of the villain that I kind of put it together.
Don't say nothing.
I thought it was...
La, 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 la,
la. Okay. Well, so let me say, I thought it was very good. Len, what did you think of that?
I thought it was exceedingly well done, and I would be shocked if it did not get nominated for Best Picture award. And I thought, there's a 2-minute montage at the beginning of the movie was just perfect.
Yeah,
could not have done it any better in any film. Yeah.
Bring your Kleenexes to the movie with you.
Stop! Yeah. We could just stop giving away
no
all.
No,
we didn't say anything that gave anything away.
You said Kleenex. You said best movie
Kleenex,
ever. Yeah, I mean
montage.
Yeah,
come on.
Thanks, Danny. Right, thanks for bringing up
Danny. They're telling us you got to go, Danny.
Danny.
Hey, right, guys. I've got to head out, guys.
Hey, Danny, you missed a heck of a weekend last week, and I'm so sorry you couldn't make it.
You missed it.
So, speaking of the movie.
But I'll be back in August.
Awesome. Nice.
Oh, when in August? Ah, we lost him.
Danny?
I'm there, by the way, to everybody. Yeah, that's never
if anyone's, if anyone's listening, I'm there July 31st through August 3rd. So, by the way, so Matt, did you get the Star Wars reference in the movie?
Yes, the...
Stop it.
Yes, I can't go into it, but yes, I did get the Star Wars.
Yeah. And did you see the credits?
I did. There was nothing.
No. There was another Star Wars thing in the credits. Did you see it?
I'm bringing down their volume. I'm not listening to this no more. I have total control, and I'm bringing down the volume, and nobody can hear a word. Let me know when you guys are done. I'll bring you back into the show.
That's okay.
It's the Mike and Mike show.
Thanks, Mike.
We'll talk about it later. All right, next call. Hi, who are we speaking with? That person hung up. Next person.
Why? Don't blame him.
Yeah, he didn't want to hear about it either.
Everybody's hanging up.
Hanging up.
See what you did? Nice job, man.
They're all
nice
dropping
job.
Off the feeds. Look at that. We have no listeners
Hello,
now. They're
caller.
All gone.
Hi, this is Caroline from Alabama.
Hey, Caroline.
Hey, Caroline.
Hey, how are you doing? I have a question that I think I need all of you to answer.
Uh-oh.
42. Hey, Caroline. Good.
Hey, Lynn.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Lynn, I'm going to be down there the same time you are.
Woo-hoo. Nice. It's my birthday too.
I'm gonna ask him about it.
Well, it's his birthday. Wait,
birthday, August 1st.
I think we all should go.
I think you guys should go too.
Wait, Len, it's your birthday that weekend?
Road trip. No, listen. On Saturday night, August 1st, I'm at the Trieste Villas. It sleeps 8. Maybe it's a typo and it sleeps 18. I'm just saying.
If anybody from Reedy Creek is listening, please turn this speaker
I really think Bippity Boppity has maybe an appointment for Lynn. What do you think?
Oh, I would so fly down just for that.
Uh-oh. I'm bringing Fox Television.
This is my question for you all. It's a math question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate math.
I was told there would be no math.
Yeah,
okay, no, this is to take all of y'all.
Okay.
There are 4 people in my family. 2 of us are annual pass holders. We did the buy 4, get 3 free for our hotel. Our annual passes expire, the 2 of us that have them, on the 10th of July, and we're getting to Disney World on the 30th of July. And so my question is, what should we do about renewing? Should we attach the tickets to the room, and then Trent and I should just take that and apply it toward the renewal of our annual pass, or what should we do?
Wow.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
How many days per year are you normally in Walt Disney World?
Lynn, I go a lot.
Yeah, I know.
That was just for the show. Okay.
I mean, if you're going like more than 13 or 14, which I'm guessing you are because you've probably been there. I've seen you that many times there, right?
Yes, exactly.
The annual pass is probably going to make sense. Because
I'm going to renew the annual pass. My question is I know with the buy 4 get 3 free that we can do the same thing with the tickets, right?
Oh yeah, you can still apply. You can still get the tickets and then apply them to your AP. Yeah.
Okay, because
the other two people in my family are going to need those tickets, and I know when we book when everything is done, we all have to on the reservation. We all have to have the same tickets. Correct.
Right. But you can always trade yours in once you get there. It's just you have to purchase them.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's that it's going to be 20 days later.
Yeah, you're still within the 30-day renewal, and even then, you can go to. I think you probably go to 35 or 40. You'll be fine.
Okay. So attach the tickets. So what you are advising is attach the tickets to buy four, get three free tickets to the room, and then they'll take the price of the 4-day tickets and apply it to the two of us that are going to renew our annual passes.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Have fun. See you there.
407-278-5939 is our number. Going to wrap things up
Matt,
here.
Yes, Matt, you're going to be there. Matt, you're going to be there, right? August 1st.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Scopa? What are you doing in August? Late July, early August. Newell, what are you doing? Late July, early August.
Think about that.
I'm going to be at Hillhead.
I'm just saying, so far, I'm at Kidani Village, Treehouse Villas, and I'm trying to pull some strings at Disney to get me into Bay Lake Towers a couple days early before it opens.
Okay, good luck, bro. Our next caller is Amy from Kentucky. Hello, Amy.
Amy.
Hi. Hello.
Hoo-ah!
Well, I'm calling in to offer the update about my scary but I didn't die ride on Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So
yeah.
So yeah. I had made plans to go down to Disney World the week of Studio 20, and I was supposed to go and meet Masayo on that Wednesday.
Yay,
Masayo. Yay, Masayo. We had so much fun. So the plan was to go and meet her and ride Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster for the first time with her, someone I never met before. And so I thought, instead of doing that, I think I'll ride it once before. So, you know, in case I stroke out or die or throw up or something, it won't be as horrific for her and ruin her vacation. So I thought if
you
I
just
die.
Just want to do it with people you don't know.
Yeah, well, so I got on Tower of Terror, and I'm in the row by myself for my first ride on Tower of Terror. I walked on, and I so wanted to wait in line. I didn't want to get right on it because I was so scared. And I rode it, and I was literally afraid for my life. I thought I was just going to expire right there in the ride. And I got off, was shaking, and so, of course, what do? I go ride Rock and Roller Coaster right after that. I thought, okay, if I've lived through this, I can live through anything. I get on that, and that was actually nice. Rock and Roller was actually okay. So I felt all brave and proud of myself.
We're very proud of you, Amy.
So fast forward to Wednesday, I ride with Messiah, and she even tells me as we're coming off the ride, that was the best ride I've ever been on Tower of Terror. We went all the way to the top and all the way to the bottom over and over and over again. And I'm like, that's not good. I really thought I was going to die then. I was terrified.
Wow.
I don't think I'm going to go on that one again. I'm kind of ashamed to say. But I already told you this, Matt, when I saw you at Studio 20, but it was really good to meet you too. Just to say that was really cool.
Oh yeah.
That's my update. Rock and Roller Coaster's good. Tower of Terror, don't think I'm going to go again. But it had good feeling. I have respect.
Amy, did you do Everest?
I didn't do Everest. I didn't even make it to Animal Kingdom at all. Oh, that trip.
Okay.
Mm.
Well, the next trip.
Oh, yeah. So speaking of Everest, I got an email from somebody over the weekend who had to be evacuated from Everest.
Huh?
Who was? They were apparently getting stuck on the not quite all the way up on the main lift, and they had to get evacuated off of it. And they're like, worst possible experience you could ever have. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh my gosh!
I guess you can have to sit in the front on Everest.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Really.
Yeah. So I've been told that Everest is, if you can do Rock and Roller Coaster, Everest is a piece of cake. So that's the only ride that I haven't been on that was built.
I don't know. I think Everest is more.
You know, after I was born. So yeah.
I think Everest is more intense, but definitely sit up front. It's a way better ride up front.
You can ask. I guess I found that out last week with my traveling companion. We ended up sitting in the front row.
I must be in the front row.
Thanks for checking in, Amy. We appreciate the update.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Bye, Amy. Right.
Thanks, Amy. There she goes, Amy from Kentucky. We have our next caller right behind her, Brian from New Jersey. Hello, Brian.
Hello. How are you?
Outstanding.
So I was waiting for a while. I almost gave up. No, I'm just. I have a couple things. Real quickly, we're driving down this year, and for the first time we've ever done that. So that'll be a very interesting trip. We're doing it to save some money. But I think now with the flights aren't that bad, but we're going to go down for 2 weeks in June, and I think it's just going to be a little different thing for me to drive. But anyway, we had breakfast at Spoodles for July 1st, and we got a call from the dining people, and they said, oh, yep. You know, the breakfast is going to be moved over to Flying Fish.
Flying Fish, right, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, should be almost...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, we're probably going to be like the first people. I think we have like a 7:30 appointment in the morning, 7:30 reservation in the morning, so we'll probably be one of the first people to eat there that day.
Let us know how it goes. I'd love to hear that. Like you said, we said before, I mean, the breakfasts are pretty standard at most places. Typically, they vary only a couple of special menu items. It'll be interesting to see what they do with the Flying Fish, whether they just stick to the basic, you know, pancakes, waffles, eggs, six kinds of pork type thing, or whether they, try and do something special and theme related to the restaurant.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'll definitely let you know, because, again, we'll be one of the first people that do it, so we'll see what happens then with that, too. The other thing I was going to say was that one of the people that you icons at places is Stan from the Wilderness Lodge. I don't know if you guys ever had a chance to meet him.
No, I haven't had a chance to.
What does he do?
Yeah, if you go to the Wilderness Lodge, he's always in the lobby all the time, and he gives tours in the morning. Every day, he gives a tour of the whole place, tells you about the lobby. He has a story for like every inch of the lobby. So he gives you like about an hour and a half tour.
Oh, that's
every
great.
Morning. It's a free tour, and if you haven't done it, you should do it.
Cool. Thanks for the tip, Ryan.
Yeah, no problem at all. Okay, just one more quick thing. We have a reservation one day at the Brown Derby, and we have it for 5. And then we just found out that a couple of friends of ours are going to be in town, and they want to eat dinner with us. I tried to call and get it changed, and they had nothing was available. If I just show up with the 9 instead of the 5, is that going to be a problem?
Now, we kind of talked about this before. I would say just show up with it. Obviously, if they got
just
nothing
Tom Yulin Testa, that's all.
Yeah, exactly.
Lou Mangiello. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Thank you, everybody. Take care.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks. See you, Brian.
Next caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Alyssa from Fishers.
Hey, Alyssa.
Hey, I have a quick question. Can I get it in?
Yeah, sure.
Great. We're getting married in October, and we're going down for our honeymoon, and we just got a email in that was a buy 4, get 3 free, so that was really helpful.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to get reservations for Boma and for Ohana, and I'm wondering if there is any other restaurants that you guys recommend.
Chico.
Yeah, Chico's great.
Okay, great. We were going to try Le Cellier, but my fiance he's just kind of worried about eating steak either at the end of the day or in the middle of the day. So we kind of wanted someplace easier to eat.
Also, if you don't mind, it's a little expensive, but Citrico's is wonderful.
Yes, Citrico's is very good. So,
go ahead.
What else is good? Let me think. Do you like seafood?
No, not big seafood fans.
Okay. Do you like alcohol?
Somewhat, yeah.
Rosen Crown Pub is rated very high.
Okay.
And let's see, Boma. I'm just going through the list here of places that get good thumbs up. Do you like sushi?
No.
Oh, sorry, you said seafood. Yeah, sorry.
It's tough to get in, but Teppanito at Epcot is also a great choice.
Yeah, it's true. Japanese food if you like it. Cool.
Great.
All right.
Well, my voicemail was the one that came on your show a little while ago. I don't know.
The one Newell wanted to leave.
Yeah, hey. That would have been great. I kind of got a little worried, though. I was like, how did that get on your guys' show? So.
A little odd.
Anyways. So, thanks for calling in.
I love your guys' show, so keep it up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good luck with the wedding.
Bye.
And Scopa, I think if we were going to settle on one last call of the evening, who do you think it would be? Last call of the evening, who do you think?
If I could pick out anyone, I guess I would say...
Hello!
Hello! Wow, Mike's voice changed.
Oh, wow. I've been calling, calling, calling. Finally, I made it. Yay! Thank you.
How are you, Messiah? Hello.
Now I'm doing great. Thank you.
Tell us about your experience with Amy from Kentucky on the Tower of Terror.
Yeah, it was awesome. The whole elevator was screaming so loud. Not only Amy. I've never gotten in that much screaming elevator so far. That was the best.
You never rode with me, Messiah.
Rage.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Our elevator goes up, 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 and then down, and it was so nice for me, at least, but I think it was not the best for Amy.
Yeah, that's what we heard, yep.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway, it was really great to hang up with Amy, and I was so happy to made it. And I have to thank you all for the WDW today, the podcast, to make it happen.
Oh, no, thank right? you. Thanks for having fun with that.
And I really enjoyed meeting you and Matt in the Studio 20. That was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. I had a great time in that event. It was a wonderful weekend.
And I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that the live show from Walt Disney World recently during the Star Wars weekend is available for the download? Because I couldn't make it.
No?
No, not yet, Messiah. It's going to take me a little while. I'm trying to catch up from being off for a couple of days. So maybe next week.
Gonna clean it up. A lot of bad stuff.
Janine was on the show. For download on iTunes.
Yes, sometime next week.
Okay, great. That's great. Because cool. Amy told me that she sang a little song on Star Wars tunes or so, and I would love to hear that.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Remember, Matt? She yeah, sang the right. song. That's right. I forgot about that. That was awesome.
That oh, that is right.
That was
right.
awesome.
You have to take all those Dick Van Dyke accents of Matt's out.
Oh, I know. He really butchered up the accent. It was pretty bad.
That was great.
Because awesome. I really want to make it, but, you know, it was 3 a.m. for me, and I couldn't make it.
She's dedicated, but she's not that dedicated, she says.
We'll have to do a show for the Japanese. We did the Very UK good. Show.
So you made it for the old European fans and for the WDW today. So you made it. You made them very, very happy. Right.
Very good. Thanks for calling, Messiah. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Yeah, and I have one more thing to.
Yes.
Yeah, I listened to the episode about the kakigori from Japan and I was so a little bit disappointed to hear that I think no one liked it at the point.
Oh, but wait a minute, Masayo. I had it. I had kakigori, and Michelle had it when we were down there, and it was delicious.
Yeah, right? It is
very, very good. It's. I'll tell you, if I had a choice between Dole Whip and kakigori, it's going to be pretty close.
Uh-huh.
No, see, but I looked at it. I looked at it when we were doing the sip and snack, but it was too big. Way too big.
Sip and snack, no. Messiah, you didn't get that for sip and snack, did you?
No.
No.
And it was December, and it was not hot enough to have a kakigori for me.
That's
true. But it's very good. I recommend it. It is very good. Thank you.
Yeah, really nice. Right?
Very good. It's very soft. It's very tasty. The it's not like your basic I don't know what kind
snow cone.
Snow cone. The ice is very finely chopped up. It's very, very smooth, very soft, very good. Very good, especially for the summer.
Yes. That's kakigori. So everybody please try kakigori.
Very good. Thanks, Messiah.
Thank you so much for taking me call. Thank you.
Anytime.
I love you all. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Messiah.
See you.
Bye, Messiah.
Bye, Messiah.
And that's going to wrap this live show up. Want to thank our sponsor, AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. AllEars has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling, the special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 111,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. I want to thank everyone, all of our listeners, for making this live show quite a success. Mike Scopa, we had 40 calls. Is that right? 40 callers?
That is correct, Jellymon.
Is that our current record now?
That is correct, Jellymon.
Jellymon.
Very nice. Jellymon. Very nice. And so on behalf of everyone, I want to thank everyone to everyone who called in, to everyone who joined the chat room, and of course everyone who listened, because we do these live shows for you, so we really appreciate that you all enjoyed this. So thank you very much for being part of another live show.
Thank you. Fun.
That's right. All ears, Nat. It's another great live show. We'll have another live show in June. For Lantest, Mike Scopa, Mike Newell, and the fabulous Annette Owens, I'm Matt Hochberg. We'll see you on the next show. Stay tuned for something on Mouse World Radio. It's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing.
Drive home carefully.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.